It's time now for high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, you can catch coverage of high school sports at mscsports.net. You can also listen to tonight's coverage of high school basketball live on our mobile app by downloading it free on the Google Play or Apple Store. Just search for the MSC Radio app. Now, for tonight's play-by-play, we head courtside.
Good evening, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in downtown Lincoln. Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks with you as we're settling in for the Class D2 first-round action of the Girls State Basketball Tournament here in Lincoln. And the game completed just a few moments ago on the other side of that D2 bracket. Red Cloud defeated SEM 62-53. That means that the winner of this upcoming game, either Sacred Heart or Why Not, will be facing Red Cloud coming up on Friday. Interesting thing to note about that, Red Cloud getting the win 62-53. The same two teams played earlier this year, and the final was 51-10 with Red Cloud getting the win. So SEM very nearly pulled off a huge upset. Our presenting sponsor for this coverage of state tournament basketball is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. We're going to take a one-minute break here, and then we'll be back and have a pregame visit with Sacred Heart head coach Luke Sandel after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to state basketball coverage on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sunny 101.3.
It's time now for our pregame visit with Sacred Heart head basketball coach Luke Sandel. So coach, first of all, congratulations on once again reaching the state tournament. Now, some schools, if you get here once every 10 years or so, it's a big deal. How do you keep that from just becoming routine?
Yeah, you hope. I mean, people say that, like, we've kind of been, I don't know, fortunate or spoiled. Some people say, you know, it's Sacred Heart. But you hope it never becomes routine. And, you know, just for us being a small school, D2, you know, and the opportunity to get to Lincoln, to play at Bob Devaney, or we've been fortunate to be at PBA, you know, it's as good as it gets for high school kids. So I don't know how it could ever become routine. And our girls are rounded, you know, like a lot of these girls have been water girls, you know, so they come up through the program and they see, you know, what it's like to get here. They see the older girls doing it. So you just hope that that motivates them. And, you know, as they go through our elementary program and our junior high program, you know, like it should never get routine because this is such a special deal for high school kids.
Coach, you're 18-8 this year. Reflect a little bit on this past season and how it unfolded.
Yeah, the season's been a little bit different. I've used the word inconsistent a lot. I've roller coastered or whatever, but yeah, we're not used to losing eight games, but I told the girls, you know, just don't get frustrated, just kind of stick with it. We're going to keep improving, and if you look at our schedule, I mean, those eight losses were all good losses. I mean, we're always, throughout the whole year, we only played one team. It was Dillardell and D2. Everybody else was D1 or C2, so, you know, whether it was Rockport or Johnson Brock or Tri-County, all those games made us better. You know, we said, you know, we're not losing, we're learning, and I think we learned a lot from those eight losses. But again, there was just, I wish we would have been more consistent, but I think all those games paid off. I think Friday night when we were in that close game against St. Mary's, that had to help us last Friday, you know, when we had a great fourth quarter against those guys.
Coach, a lot of coaches talk about senior leadership. You certainly have that, but in addition to that, you've had some younger girls that had to step up.
Yeah, it's kind of been different. You know, the last few years, we had one senior with McKinley Scholl. Last year was Gentry Lechtenberg, and now we have two. So Daisy Witt and Avery, you know, they've been key the last 4 years. They've been really important this year. I mean, Daisy does so much for us, being the point guard. Avery does so much shooting the ball. But, yeah, we've had other girls contribute. Hallie and Elise have been coming along. Ryan, and then, you know, those freshmen that we sprinkle in there. It's kind of neat for them. You know, they got to tag along last year as our managers, you know, and now they're freshmen at the state tournament. So it's special for them as well.
We can't reflect on the season without mentioning your daughter. Seems like I've been taking pictures of you and Avery for, what, maybe the last 15 years since she was old enough to hold a trophy. Tell me about the emotions you're feeling here. Finally, it's here. It's her senior year.
Yeah, it's special. I mean, I think she was a water girl maybe the first time we won it. I won as a head coach back in 15 or whatever. But, yeah, those pictures with her at Pioneer or Mudeikis or District.
All right, we'll take a one-minute break here and be back with more with Coach Sano after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years through the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
This is Sunny 101.3.
The Bob Devaney Center as we're visiting with Sacred Heart head coach Luke Sandel. Well, Coach, now you turn your attention to Why Not. The Blue Devils, a very familiar opponent. In fact, you've played them 7 out of the last 8 seasons here at the state tournament. What do you expect to see from them tonight?
Yeah, it's pretty wild that you go all season long and, like, you don't think it's going to be Why Not. It's not going to be Why Not, and boom, we play them again. It's almost like it's inevitable. But it's the same old Why Not. I think some people look at their record, they have 11 losses. Like, I wouldn't get caught up in that because they play a great schedule up there, play a lot of good teams, so we know they're tested. But he's back to playing 9 or 10 girls again. He subs, you know, every whistle, every horn, there's going to be a couple girls coming in. He uses his full court press. We played him last year in our district final. We didn't see him in Lincoln last year, but we played him in the district final at Meade, and they only lost one girl. So I know he starts all seniors, which, you know, that's a big advantage for them. But our girls know him. They know us. So there's not much that we don't know about each other. We just got to go out and play well.
What about the health of your team? Is everybody doing okay?
I think we're pretty healthy. I heard just maybe a little bit of sickness here or there, but we'll be fine tonight.
All right. Well, best of luck to you tonight, and hopefully we can get together again tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
That's Coach Luke Sandel, the head basketball coach at Sacred Heart. We'll be back after this two-minute timeout with more of our pregame show on Sunny 101.3.
Big news, Nebraska. Frontier Bank is now Equity Bank. You'll still see the same friendly faces, now backed by the strength and service of Equity Bank. Enjoy powerful digital banking tools, no ATM fees anywhere, anytime, and early pay, giving you access to your paycheck up to 2 days early on applicable accounts. It's everything you need from a bank that never forgets it's your money. Stop by your nearest location or visit equitybank.com to learn more. Welcome to Equity Bank, member FDIC.
This is Darcy Prawley, Crop Insurance Specialist at Ag Partners. With a new year comes new choices for your farming operation. When it comes to your crop insurance, the most expensive choice might be to do nothing. Recently, the Crop Insurance Program has seen new changes to make farming operations more competitive. So what could it be costing you to do nothing and stay with that same old policy? If you want your crop insurance better positioned for the new year, please contact Jim Ward or Darcy Prawley at Ag Partners to learn more. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Sunny 101.3.
Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln. Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks along with you. The Sacred Heart Irish getting set to do battle with the Why Not Blue Devils. Dylan, good evening.
Good evening, Randy. And, of course, we want to thank some of our sponsors tonight for tonight's broadcast. Our state tournament sponsors, W7 Design Company down in Fall City, Freshell Floors, and State Farm Insurance, the Matt Kirkendall Agency. And, of course, our yearly sports boosters who allow us to do all these broadcasts throughout the year. Community Medical Center in Fall City. Equity Bank in Fall City, Ag Partners Co-op of Northeast Kansas, Highland Community College, Heller Martial Arts, F&M Bank, Mustang Seeds of Northeast Kansas, Riverstone Insurance, El Camino Electric, and Farm and City Supply.
And we want to mention our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, Dylan, let's take a look at the starting lineups here. First of all, for the Sacred Heart Irish, they are 18-8 on the season, coached by head coach Luke Santo. He'll go with Avery Santo, a 5'5 senior, averaging 11.9 points. And Dacey Witt, also a senior at 5'6, 9.3 points per ball game. Elise Reske is a 5'9 junior, 2.2 points. Bailey Lemrod, the freshman that has really come on, a 5'4 freshman. She's averaging 11 points per ball game for the Irish. And Hallie Jones rounds out the starting lineup, a 5'9 junior, 9.7 points per contest. As we said, the Irish 18-8. Dylan, take a look at the Why Not.
Why Not Blue Devils come into tonight's game 16-11 on the year, but they were just 12-11 prior to their four-game winning streak coming into tonight. So it's a team that played 500 ball throughout the majority of the year before winning four in a row, and they come into tonight 16-11. They'll lead off with Jalen Giesen, a 5'4 senior averaging 5.3 points per game. A 5'9 senior, Haley Weisler, averaging 9.4 points per game. Addison Sharp is a 5'9 senior. She averages 9.1 points per game. The big scorer for the Blue Devils, 5'8 senior, Kenna Oligmuller. Oligmuller averaging 13.7 points per game. And their final starter, Jordan Foxhoven. Foxhoven, a 5'7 senior, averaging 2.8 points per game.
And the Blue Devils, coached by head coach Steve Weisler. And Steve's become an old friend. We're first name basis with him here. A story to tell about Steve Weisler. John Nixon and I went up to Why Not several years ago for a high school football playoff game. And they play the games on the outfield of the softball field there. And there is no press box. So they backed a four-wheel drive pickup in on the 40-yard line at second base. And we worked the game out of there. Steve did his best to take care of us so that we could work that football game. So as we said, he's an old friend. The Irish and the White Blue Devils have played each other 7 out of the last 8 years here at the state tournament. The one year they didn't play here, that was last year, they played in the district final. So they still got to face each other. We still have to have the introduction of starting lineups, so they will introduce all the players here at the state tournament. So we're going to break away for a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the opening tip-off live from the Devaney Center in Lincoln. You're listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's game time for your insurance, Matt Kirkendall is your MVP for coverage. Whether it's auto, home, life, or business, Matt's calling the right place to protect your team and your stadium. We've got something for everyone, whether it's your car, your house, or your business. So don't fumble your future. Call Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 or visit him on Stone Street. With State Farm in your huddle, you're always ready for the win. Call Matt today at 402-245-4312.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Looking to upgrade your floors?
Fresho Floors in Falls City has you covered. With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Fresho Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshoFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fresho Floors, quality flooring, hometown solutions.
Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our Youth Leadership Camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, hellomartialarts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free Youth Leadership Camp at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to John Cook Arena inside the Devaney Sports Center. Still having the introduction of players here over the PA system. Dylan, you've got some scores from games played earlier today here in Lincoln.
Games played earlier in Class D2. First off, the number one seed, Dundee County Stratton, took down Loomis 37-36 in a tight one. First game of the day, first game of the state tournament at Pinnacle Bank Arena. And the second game in Class D2, Archangel Central Catholic upset Silver Lake 55-33. Those two teams, Dundee County Stratton and Archangels, will square off on Friday at 9 a.m. That game will be played here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center. In other action right before ours, the number two seeded Red Cloud took down SEM 62-53 on the evening, and that team will play the winner of tonight's matchup between Falls City Sacred Heart and the Why Not Blue Devils.
Again, the winner of this game will face Red Cloud. That is 10:45 Friday morning right back here at the Devaney. All right, now we have finally completed all of the pregame pageantry. This is almost a first for me. We're actually starting right about on time here, Dylan. This was scheduled for a 7:45 tip-off, and we're going to be very close to being right on the money. Again, it's the Sacred Heart Irish and a familiar foe, the Why Not Blue Devils. The Irish 18-8, the Blue Devils 16-11. And you heard Coach Luke Sano say during the pregame show, don't let those 11 losses fool you. They've played a lot of larger schools. They've played some very good basketball teams.
It's tough competition, and it's one of the reasons why, despite those 8 losses, they're the number 3 seed in the tournament.
Ellie Jones will chop it up for the Irish. She'll go against 5'8" Kenna Olakewer. And we're ready to chop it up. State tournament basketball coming your way on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Here we go. The official steps into the center circle. And we're underway at the Devaney Center. The tip controlled by the Blue Devils into forecourt. Quickly on the dribble comes Geisen with the basketball to the top of the key to the right elbow. Right side, that's Wiesler. She holds the ball for a moment. Sacred Heart opens in a man-to-man defense on the left elbow. Inside the paint, driving for the layup. Shot is up and off. No good by Olemuer. But a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish.
Foul for the Irish. Going to be on number 35, Hallie Jones. That's her first of the quarter as well for the Irish.
Kenneth Olegmuller at the line, a 54% free throw shooter on the season. The first one is up and good. And Why Not takes the early 1-0 lead here over the Irish. Olegmuller averages 13.7 points per ball game here for the Blue Devils. Second shot is up. It's off. No good. And the rebound comes down to Sacred Heart. Clearing it out is Bailey Lemron. Down court, Lemron still has the basketball. Needs help. In backcourt, she's trapped. Gets it up the wall. It's going to be stolen away. Blue Devils down court. Driving layup left side. Shot is up and good by Kenna Olemuller. Olemuller with the first 3 points of the ball game. Why Not up 3-0. Now Avery Sano brings the ball into forecourt for the Irish. Sets it back to Whip. Whip for the basketball. That's Bailey Lemron, rather. Lemron to the right side of the circle. Now they see Whip. Whip on the dribble. With their playing with their back to Wiesler. All the way in, Witt goes for the driving layup. We've got a whistle and a foul, probably on Haley Wiesler. And I think we're going to have Witt at the line shooting.
Foul is going to be on number 3, Haley Wiesler. That is her first of the quarter here for the Blue Devils as well.
A.C. Witt, a 77% free throw shooter on the season, averaging 9.3 points. First one is up, nothing but nylon on that one. So Sacred Heart has their first point of the evening. 3-2, the leaders early to Wynot here. 7:07 to play in the first quarter here at the Devaney Center. Dacey Witt, second free throw is on the way. It's up and good also. No wear and tear on the rim whatsoever on either one of those, Dylan. Here come the Blue Devils, up now 3-2. Across the timeline with the dribble is Geisen. Goes to the right elbow with it. That's Wiesert, top of the key. Oleg Mueller in the paint. Oleg Mueller shot it, blocked nicely. Great job on defense by Elise Reske. She got a hand up there and swatted the ball away.
You can tell that Oleg Mueller is the focus of this offense. She's taken their first three shots from the field.
Wiesert will inbound it. She'll trigger it in baseline right side under her own bucket. Wiesert still holding the basketball. Now it's going to have to hurry. Lobs it to the top of the key to Geisen. She dribbles between the rings, top of the key, and will set the offense. Geisen puts back to Coach Steve Wiesert for instruction. Now comes to the left elbow with it. This is Sharp with the basketball. And a travel is going to be called. Jordan Boxhoven. They shuffled her feet a little bit there. Why not start five seniors? This is an experienced basketball team. Five senior starters on the floor for the Why Not Blue Devils. Full court pressure being applied by the Blue Devils. Now Lebron finally gets the ball into Sano. Sano in backcourt. Works one-on-one. Goes across the timeline all the way to the baseline right side. Feeds it to Jones at the free throw line. Up to D.C. Witt. Witt off to the left elbow. Finds Lebron. Driving layup. Lebron up and good. Oh, nice move by the freshman Bailey Lebron. Nice soft touch on the baseline left side, dropped it in, and it's 4-3. The Irish with their first lead of the ball game. Here come the Blue Devils to set the offense. Geisen with the basketball. Jalen Geisen goes down with it. Oleg Mueller driving lay-in up off, no good. Jones takes the rebound away. Jones did a great job ripping that one away from Kenna Oligmuller. Outlet pass comes to Witch. He'll bring the ball down court. Gives to Lemron. Lemron takes it all the way to the right side of the lane. Low post right side. Has the ball flipped away. And oh, it's going to go out of bounds. She was trying to get to the corner with it down to Sano.
And Sano there in the corner just kind of moved up towards the wing. And she passed it to where Sano wasn't going. So an unfortunate turnover there for the Irish.
5:55 to play in the first quarter here in Lincoln. It's 4-3. Irish up by one with their first lead to the ball game. Geisen will set the offense. Comes to the left wing with it. Now Sharp up to the top of the key. There's a long three. Top of the circle. Up and off. No good. The ball is loose. Coming out of there with it is Avery Sando. Sando gets it to Jones, who has the ball tipped away and stolen. Nice job there by Oleg Mueller to tip it away from Jones to her teammate Geisen. Again, they come to Oleg Mueller. She'll launch a three, and it's good. Oleg Mueller hits a three, and she has all six of the Blue Devils' points here. 6-4, Why Not leading the Irish. D.C. Witt, double team near midcourt, gets it across the timeline, comes to Lebron. Lebron had Jones in the paint, goes to Sando, long three, Sando off the glass, no, ball loose on the floor, Jones fields it, and it's going to be grabbed up by D.C. by Lebron with the basketball. Lebron on the dribble, hands off to D.C. Witt. Between the rings, she dribbles to the right side of the free throw circle, now goes to the left and around the outside, top of the key, lobbing it into Jones, ball tipped away. Sando comes up with it. She'll take it all the way for the driving layup. No. Rebound. Reske. Follow shot up and good. Elise Reske with her first 2 points of the ball game. And we're tied at 6 apiece with 4:42 to go here in the first quarter. Geisen with the ball. She'll set the offense. Hands to Oleg Mueller. Oleg Mueller guarded by Elise Reske. Reske's got quite a job there. Here's a long three. Geisen up and off. No good. Rebound Witt. They reach in to try and take it away from Witt. A held ball is called. Possession arrow favors the Irish.
And still no points for the Blue Devils outside of Oleg Mueller. So she's definitely going to be the one to stop and
substitute
for the Irish.
The ball game. He substitutes freely. You'll see a lot of that. Fox holding into the ball game. Kiera Hymas also. That's Hymas. Kiera Hymas checking in. Number 13. Also Foxhoven, Kenzie Foxhoven on the floor. This is D.C. Witt working against the full court pressure. Gets the ball across to Peyton Georges in the ball game. Another freshman now for the Irish. Georges feeds to Witt. Out it comes to Sando. Avery Sando dribbled away from the defender. Lob pass under to Jones. Lays it up off. No good. Rebound brought down underneath by Georges. Great job there by the freshman. Clears it back up to D.C. Witt. New shot clock for the Irish. Witt with a driving lay-in up and good. Nice move by D.C. Witt. She's got 4 points, and the lead goes back to the Irish 8-6. Why not with the basketball? Mackenzie Foxhoven. Foxhoven comes up to Kiera Hymas. Hymas to the left side. This is Kiera Sudbeck. Sudbeck with the basketball. Kicks to the corner, deep baseline right side. ball away, sit back, jump shot up and good. Mid-range jumper up and good by Mackenzie Foxhoven for two. And we're tied at 8 apiece. 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Avery Sano with the basketball. Five subs up off the bench across the way. He's going to substitute very freely. There's going to be a traveling call on D.C. Witt. Witt drug that pivot foot. I believe everybody in the uniform has now been in the ballgame already here for Wynot. Let's see who we've got on the floor now. Oleg Mueller's back in there. Haley Weisler, who started the ballgame. I think the starters are who we've got back in. Jenna Foxhoven, Jordan Foxhoven is out there. And down court come the Blue Devils. This is Oleg Mueller on the left wing, top of the key. On the right side, they feed it down to Foxhoven. There's a long three up and off, no good. Chasing the ball down in the corner is Addison Sharp. To the top of the key, jump shot, free throw line up off, no good. And a rebound to D.C. Witt. We're tied at 8 apiece, pressure being applied. Why not like to just, oh, nice pass to Elise Reske. Reske gets knocked to the floor as she looked like was going to have a sure thing under the basket, and they knocked her to the floor.
Foul for the Blue Devils. Going to be on number 12, Kenna Oleg-Miller. That's her first, second of the quarter here for the Blue Devils.
At the free throw line, Elise Reske, a 48% free throw shooter on the season. The 5'9 junior takes aim. First one is up off the back of the iron. No good. She'll have another attempt coming. We're tied at 8 apiece here. 2:57 to go in the first quarter. Back into the ballgame comes Kiara Hymus. Hymus in there. He substitutes five girls at a time. They've all played now. I remember this from years past. Second shot is up and off also. Will not go. Missed them both for Elise Reske, and the rebound comes down to the Blue Devils. They're in four court on the right side. In trouble. Ball is loose on the floor. Going after it was Witt. Saved from going out of bounds. Loose on the floor. No. Now they're going to say that Lemron, I believe, stepped on the baseline when she tried to save that ball out of bounds underneath the basket. Clock shows 2:44 to play in the first quarter here at the Devaney Center. All tied at 8 apiece. Blue Devils basketball. They'll trigger it in under their own basket. Waiting to lob it in. That's Geisen. Geisen now brings it all the way up top. Gets it out here to Kiara Hymus. Hymus across to Oleg Mueller. Oleg Mueller for three. Missed everything. An air ball. The ball goes out of bounds and over to the Irish.
And that's one thing that you have to love from the Irish defense. Forcing Oleg Mueller away from the hoop. Take those long threes, and there she just wasn't able to connect.
Full court pressure here by the Blue Devils. They'll just try to run you to death here with fresh legs out there constantly. Full court pressure. Having trouble getting it in. They're going to have to hurry. They've inbound the ball. Now on the floor, coming up with it and calling a timeout for the possession is why not? All tied at 8 with 2:34 to go first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
2:34 to go here in the first quarter. We're ready to move back to live action. Inbounding the ball right in front of our broadcast table here to toss it in is Addison Sharp. She goes to Geisen at the top of the key. Geisen dribbles to the top of the free throw circle. Now works to the left side of the lane. And again, it comes to Sharp. Behind the back dribble. Sharp driving layup. Couldn't get it. Lemron with the rebound. She's triple-teamed in backcourt. Somebody's got to be open down there. Here comes Avery Sano on the dribble. Takes it all the way in. Driving layup. She will be fouled. They are not going to give up the layup to Sacred Heart. They'll commit the foul rather than give them the easy two under the basket.
And that foul for the Blue Devils on number 13.
That's Pinkelman. Pinkelman's first personal.
Kiara Hymus.
Okay.
Hymus.
First free throw is up and good for Avery Sando. She's a 73% free throw shooter. You say the foul was on Hymus?
It was, yeah. And at first I thought they were saying it was on Oleg Mueller, which would have been her second. That would have been a big one.
Okay. Avery Sando, second free throw coming up here. Shot is on the way up, and the shot is good. She hit them both. Santa with 2 points now. And the Irish back on top, 10-8. 2 minutes, 11 seconds to go, first quarter. It's been a close ball game so far. Here come the Blue Devils, driving layup. Up and off, no good. That one put up by Geisen. Rebound, Ellie Jones. Jones gets rid of it. Down court, it comes Avery Sando. Sando dribbles around two defenders. They've got her trapped in here. Ball knocked away. It'll belong to the Irish. Avery Sando feeling like she's getting mugged here. She's looking over at the bench like, did you see that?
And this is a Blue Devils defense. It doesn't matter if they're in the backcourt, the front court, they're up in your face all the time.
Yeah, I've done several, obviously, I've done several Why Not games, and this is Steve Weisler's method of operation. And his MOS here is to run five players in and out at a time and try and keep fresh legs on the floor. They've inbounded. Now it comes back to D.C. Witt. She works to the left side of the free throw circle, across court pass, deep in the corner, baseline right side. Ryan Weston guard to the ballgame. Into Hallie Jones. Jones is double team. Back it comes. Open look. LeBron for three. Off the back of the rim. No. Ball is loose. It's on the floor. Everybody after it. Held ball is called. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Ryan Westengard got right in there. Got after that ball and keeps the possession for the Irish. Fresh shot clock at 35 seconds. 1:34 to go here in the first quarter. Sacred Heart on top 10-8 in what's been a close contested ball game here. Now we have a bit of confusion here as the official is going across the way to confer with the scores table.
I think the book was different than the bonus arrow.
There was some confusion there. That's what Steve Weisler was upset about. He thought it was his ball, and he was right, so they forgot to change it. Well, mistakes happen even at the state tournament. So Why Not will have the basketball. Again, a host of substitutions in. We'll pick them up as we go here. Oleg Mueller is back onto the floor. I think we're going back to the starters again. Addison Sharp is back out there. Doesn't matter if you're a starter or where you're at in the pecking order here. Everybody plays a lot for Why Not. All right. Jalen Geisen will bring the ball and set the offense. Trailing 10-8 here. A minute 28 to go in the first quarter. Top of the key. Dribbling in. Driving layup. Shot blocked away. Whistle and a foul. Probably Avery Sando. She's the one looking guilty down here.
That foul is going to be on Avery Sando for the Irish. That's her first, second of the quarter here for the Irish.
At the free throw line will be Mackenzie Foxhoven. Only a 44% free throw shooter. She's a freshman. She's got 2 points tonight. This one is up and off. No good. Mackenzie will have a second opportunity coming here. A minute 23 to play in the first quarter here in the D2 first round action of the state tournament. Second shot is up. It's good. She got that one. Foxhoven hits one out of two. She's got 3 points. The Irish are up by one, 10-9. Full court pressure by Why Not. Witt gets it down to across the timeline. The ball comes into forecourt. Westengard grabs it up, gives it back to LeBron. Now LeBron being harassed. Boy, they're all over you. Avery Sando, spin move, free throw line, goes up with a shot, partially blocked. They're really letting them have a lot of contact here. Why Not really getting away with a lot of rough, tough basketball on defense. Ball is lost out of bounds. Irish will get it back. A lot of times during the regular season, Dylan, you hear a whistle on that kind of contact, but they're kind of letting them play here tonight at Lincoln. Sacred Heart with the basketball. They're up 10-9. 55 seconds to go in the first quarter. Daisy Witt is double-teamed. Down court, pass stolen away with the steal. Oleg Mueller driving lay-in, couldn't get it, but she'll be fouled. And Oleg Mueller will be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. Not sure who they got for this one.
Foul for the Irish. Going to be on number 12, Bailey LeBron. That's her first. Third of the quarter here for the Irish. But big for the Blue Devils. Oleg Mueller going to the line for two.
Oleg Mueller's first free throw is up and off. No good. She's one out of three now from the line tonight. Has 6 points in the ballgame. Back into the game comes Tierra Sudbeck onto the floor. Sudbeck back out there as well as Kiara Hymas. Hymas checks back in. Meanwhile, Oleg Mueller at the line, ready for her second free throw attempt to try and tie it. Shot is up. She got it. We're tied at 10. 48 seconds to play in the quarter. All tied up. Full court pressure. Avery Sando caught in backcourt. Gives it back to LeBron, the freshman, in a bit of trouble. Pass comes across to Witt, stolen away. Oleg Mueller up and off. No good. Witt with the rebound. Has it stolen away again. Geisen to the left elbow. Gives it up to Oleg Mueller. Oleg Mueller guarded Weston guard. Ball stolen away by LeBron. LeBron picks up her dribble. She needs help. She's double-teamed in backcourt. LeBron has the ball stripped away. And finally a timeout taken to preserve the possession here. 23 seconds to go in the quarter. We're tied at 10. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gajula, Dylan Hendricks, we welcome you back inside the Devaney Center. 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. We're tied at 10 apiece. Sacred Heart will have the basketball. Irish will inbound it. Weston Guard to toss it in backcourt in traffic. Gets it into Witt. Witt goes between two defenders, picks up the dribble, hands back up to Weston Guard across court pass left side, Avery Sando. Irish now with 14 seconds. Chance to play for the final shot of the quarter here. Tied up at 10. Witt works to the left elbow. Now comes across to the top of the circle. 5 seconds. Long pass into Helly Jones. Jones tries to go for the shot. Gets knocked to the floor hard. This is just a tenacious defense here. Why not play a lot of hand checking, a lot of contact on defense?
Foul on Kierheim. That's her second. Fourth of the quarter here for the Blue Devils.
I didn't catch who was that on.
Hymus.
Okay, Hymus gets that one. Jones at the line to shoot two. Helly Jones, the first free throw is up and it's off. No good. Helly Jones, 55% free throw shooter on the year. Couldn't get that one down. She'll have another shot coming here. Try and break this tie with just 2.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Helly Jones, try and put the Irish up. Second free throw attempt. She takes aim, launches the shot. It's on the way. It's up. It's good. She got it. 11-10. Irish lead it. They'll inbound the ball. Why not? Have to come down and try a half-court shot. Doesn't go. And at the end of the first quarter, the Irish lead it 11-10. We'll take a one-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from home ground roots.
Sunny 101.3.
As we get set here for the second quarter, we want to thank a couple of our state tournament sponsors this year, W7 Design Company in Falls City, Fresh Oak Floors down in Falls City, and State Farm Insurance, the Matt Kirkendall Agency in Falls City.
All right, the Irish will have the basketball. We move into second quarter action. Sacred Heart up 11-10. Inbound pass comes into Lemron. Bailey Lemron dribble at the top of the circle. Man-to-man defensive pressure here by Why Not. Into the corner, Avery Sando with the ball. Sando's not been able to get a look. Look at there. Sando just caught a forearm to the chops there. On the baseline right side, trying to drive toward the bucket with Lemron. Ball is stripped away. Oleg Mueller down court with it. Oleg Mueller all the way to the corner on the baseline right side. Couldn't get the layup. Has to kick it back to the top of the key to Geisen. Around the horn to the left wing it comes. This is Wiesler with the basketball. Wiesler, a cross-court pass to the far side. Sharp, a long three by Sharp. Man, that was an NBA three. Way outside the arc as she launched that one. Ball nearly tipped away. Avery Sando dribbled between defenders. And now the ball is taken away from Sando, goes out of bounds. It was touched last by Why Not. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Well, that's not what I saw, but okay. Ball's going to go to Wynot. Wynot tipped the ball away there from Seno, and Coach Steve Wiesler was helping the official quite a bit with the possession there. And the ball goes to Wynot. Here's another long three, top of the key. That misses everything by Jalen Geisen. 13-11. Wynot up by two now. 6:58 to play in the second quarter. Here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Inbound the pass to D.C. Witt. How can they have three people on the ball hammer down here and not have somebody open? You got to wonder. With the ball is Lemron. Lemron gets it to Witt across the timeline. She works to the left side of the free throw circle. Top of the key against the man-to-man defense. Oleg Miller picks her up defensively. She hands the ball across the court. It goes Elise Reske, driving layup. Couldn't get it over the top. Reske had an uncontested lay-in. Couldn't get it to go. Why not with the basketball the other way? Sudbeck, baseline right side, ball knocked away. Whistle and a foul, probably going to be called on Bailey Lemron.
That one is going to be on Bailey Lemron for the Irish. That is her second. First of the quarter here for the Irish.
All right. At the free throw line for the Why Not Blue Devils is Haley Wiesler, a 5'9 senior, a 60% free throw shooter. That one is up and good. That'll be her first point of the night. She'll have a second shot coming. That makes it a three-point Wynot lead now, 14-11. Blue Devils on top here. 6:27 to play in the first half, second quarter, here at the state tournament. Second free throw for Wiesler is up. It's good also. She got them both, and this is the biggest lead of the ball game for Wynot here now, up by four. Inbound the pass. Avery Sano trying to come down the sideline. She got knocked out of bounds on the sideline. And frustrated, throws the basketball back toward the official here. It rolled to the corner of the official. Don't let that one go.
It's a very hands-on Wynot defense here tonight, and they're not getting very many calls.
They're getting away with it. That's the thing. Now, they're playing this extremely physical defense. In that case, it was a matter of Sano just got shoved out of bounds. In the corner, here's a long three, left side up and good. Nailing the three from the left side is Addison Sharp. She's got 5 points. Full court pressure again. Up court with it comes Sano. They're reaching in on Sano. She's knocked to the floor. Sano gets knocked to the floor hard here by Haley Wiesler. No whistle, no foul. Avery Sano will inbound it right in front of our broadcast table. I just don't know how else to describe it other than the fact that it's very, very rough basketball here. Lots of contact. All right, D.C. Witt works across the timeline, working one-on-one, backs it out to the top of the circle. Hymus is there to guard her. Inside it goes. Helly Jones backing in. Turnaround shot up and good. That might be what they need to do, is get the ball into Helly and let her just muscle her way against it. If we're going to let them play defense or offensively like that, then let's play that way. There's a three, top of the key, off, no good. Rebound, Sando. Sando down court. One on two, fast break. Sando being hammered all the way down, and finally we get the whistle. They couldn't do that all night to her.
That's going to be on Imus, and that is her third, so you'll likely see her go to the bench for the rest of this quarter.
You couldn't let him beat up on Avery Sando like that all night and not eventually blow a whistle. All right, the ball's going to be inbounded on the baseline by Peyton Jordis. She'll trigger it in baseline right side under the Sacred Heart basket. The score, 18-13, a five-point lead for Wynot. Inbounding it is Georges. Georges lobs it up to Sando. Sando works to the top of the key, puts up a long three. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down to the Blue Devils with the basketball. That's Geisen. Geisen to the left elbow. Wiesler. Baseline left side. Wiesler can't get there. Brings it back up to the top of the circle. This is Geisen on the dribble. Geisen takes it in for a driving layup. In and out, no good. Jones has the rebound. Gives it out to D.C. Witt. Witt down court. Coming after her is Sharp. Sharp up there. Look at that. Handle hanging on to her. Oh, my goodness. Jones in traffic. Triple G 15 to Georges into the corner. Sando for three, in and out. Jones battles for the rebound, safe from going out of bounds. Why not comes up with it. Fast break, 2-on-1 fast break all the way, driving, laying up. Oh, no good, missed the layup. And the rebound comes down to Elise Reske. Reske is triple teamed in the corner, gets it out to Witt. Witt going to bring the ball down court across the timeline, works to the left side of the free throw circle to Peyton Georges. Back up top, it comes to Witt. Inside to Jones. Georges drives the baseline, goes to Jones. Fall away, short shot up and good. Getting the ball into Ellie Jones might be the key to success here offensively. 18-15. Irish back within three now with 4 minutes 14 seconds to go in the first half. There's a shot from the corner for three up and good. Let's see who got that one.
Addison Sharp again. That's her third three this quarter.
Yeah, that's her second three-pointer from down there. She's got eight now. And the lead is back to six, 21-15. With the ball is Witt. Boy, they hand check in. Now Sano beats to the corner. Players on the floor. Again, they feed to Jones underneath the Reske. Reske wasn't ready for it. Jones tried to feed Reske on the baseline. The ball got away.
And for the Irish, like you said, their goal tonight is probably going to be to get the ball inside. The first quarter, they didn't really settle for threes. They started settling for a lot more threes here in the second quarter.
So Lemron back into the ball game. Sano's going to take a breather. Avery's frustrated, you can see, because she has just been getting hammered here, pushed all around. All right, here come the Blue Devils with the basketball. Weisler. Weisler feeds it up top. That's Foxhoven in the corner. Foxhoven, top of the key. Skip pass across quarter. From the left side, Weisler. Three up and off, no good. Reske battles for the basketball. A whistle, and a foul's going to be called this time on Wynot.
Foul's going to be on number 15. That's Mackenzie Foxhoven. That's her first. Second of the quarter here for, third of the quarter for the Blue Devils.
Full court pressure here by the Blue Devils, inbounding the ball on the baseline to toss it in. I believe it's Westengard. No, that's Lemron. Lemron to toss it in. Gets it into Witt. Back it comes to Lemron. A whistle and a foul. And now they're starting to blow the whistles here. You wondered how long that contact was going to be allowed there, Dylan.
Foul's going to be on number three, Haley Weisler. That's her second. Fourth of the quarter I have down here for the Blue Devils.
Still 3:26 to go here in the first half. The Irish down by six now, 21-15. Sacred Heart will inbound it against full court pressure. Now we're going to have a little consultation with the officials here again. Inbounding the pass will be Bailey Lemron to toss it in against the full court pressure. Lemron looking for Witt. Witt finally just had to shove people out. Oh, now she's going to be tripped up and knocked to the floor. And we're going to get a foul out of it. Witt went down hard.
Foul's going to be on Mackenzie Foxhoven. That's her second. Fourth of the quarter here for the Blue Devils officially. So
Witt was knocked to the floor hard that time.
Irish in the bonus, too, the rest of the way if they can find their way to the free throw line.
All right, inbounding the pass on the sideline will be Elise Reske. Reske gets it in. Witt. Fast break all the way down court. Witt takes it driving, laying up and good. They left AC Witt wide open. She's got 6 points. Irish are back within four, 21-17. Oleg Mueller driving layup, goes into the ran right over Ellie Jones.
Now's going to be on Ellie Jones. That's her second.
Oleg Mueller at the line. I don't want to keep harping on this, but my goodness. If you're maybe watching this thing on TV, you'll see what we're talking about. Free throw is up and good. Oleg Mueller has now made 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She has 8 points in the ballgame. And the lead is back to 5 now for Wynot, 22-17 over the Irish. Kenna Oleg Mueller, a 54% free throw shooter. Shot is on the way up and got that one to drop. So Oleg Mueller hits a pair and it's 23-17. The lead is 6. This is the biggest lead for Wynot. Daisy Witt with the basketball to the corner. Gives to Elise Reske. They run a weave to the top of the key. Come back up to Witt. Witt backs it out between the rings at the top of the circle. Gives to the left side to Bailey Lemron. Lemron tries to back in. Comes over with it to Avery Sando. Sando with a three and it's up and good. Avery Sando with her first three-pointer of the night. She can hit that one. She just hasn't been able to get a good look at the basket. Got that one down. Cuts the lead to 3 now, 23-20. 2.5 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Addison Sharp with the basketball. Top of the key, Tierra Sudbeck. Sudbeck, left elbow, Hymus. Hymus back up again to Geisen. Geisen dribbles out to the top of the circle. 10 on the shot clock. 9 on the shot clock. Geisen goes to the right elbow to Sharp. Sharp with a long three. That's off. No good. And the rebound to Elise Reske. Reske clears out the board and gives the outlet pass out to Dacey Witt. Here's Witt coming down court. Guarding Witt is Jalen Geisen. Witt goes to the left elbow to Lemron. Ball knocked away from Lemron. She picked it up, got it back, comes to Witt. They reach in on Witt. Oh, my goodness. Witt had it. Driving layup. Witt puts it up. Can't get it, but she'll be fouled. Witt had to actually push the girl off of her back, and the girl went flying, and somebody needed to call her. Witt's going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two. Who's the foul one?
Now on the drive is going to be on Tierra Sudbeck, but you're right out here on the perimeter. She had her whole arm wrapped around Dacey Witt.
Dacey Witt's free throw is up and good. Dacey Witt is now 3 for 3 from the line, has 7 points. Pulls the Irish back to within 2 now. She can make it a 1-point ball game if she can hit this one. Dacey Witt hits 77% of her free throws. This one is up and rimmed off, no good. Rebound is going to be taken away by Jordan Foxhoven. Down to Geisen. Geisen will set the offense. 1:40 to go in the first half. It's a 2-point why not lead. Around to the right side, that's Weisler with the ball. Inside the paint. Shot is up. Oleg Mueller couldn't get it. Ball is on the floor. People going after it. Held ball is called. Possession arrow stays with Wynot. They'll get a fresh 35 on the shot clock. 1:29 to go in the first half.
Fortunate there for the Irish because Oleg Mueller was wide open there. She just didn't convert.
Inbounding the pass will be Haley Weisler. Baseline, left side under her own basket to trigger it in. Weisler bobs it into the corner, up to Geisen. Geisen to the top of the key. Weisler for three. Got it. Haley Weisler gets the three, and the lead is back to 5 at 26-21. A minute 15 to go here in the first half. Dacey Whip being guarded very closely by Addison Sharp. Gives it to Sando. Sando kicks it to the corner. That's Lemron. Lemron tries to back in. Can't get there. Back to Witt it comes. Witt backs it between the rings. Top of the key to Avery Sando. Sando works around. Avery just hasn't been able to get a much of a look. Here's Lemron for three. In and out. And the rebound taken down by Pinkelman. Then it went away out of bounds. Reske touched it last. And they're going to give the ball to Wynot. 46 seconds to go, first half. Wynot with a 5-point lead, 26-21. And the Blue Devils will have the basketball. Play it in under the Irish basket. Inbound the pass, down court on the dribble they come. At the top of the circle is Geisen. Geisen comes to the left wing to Addison Sharp. All the way to the left side of the free throw lane, back and in. Weisler kicks it to the corner for Sharp for three. Missed it all. Elise Reske has the rebound. Reske gets it out to Witt. 26 seconds to go in the first half. Irish can play for the final shot here. The shot clock is turned off. Witt working one-on-one against a lot of pressure, a lot of physical contact. Across it goes to Lemron. Back to D.C. Witt. Clock down now to 10 seconds. Witt backing in. Top of the key. Witt goes around. Flips it into the corner. Avery Sando. Little floaters up off. No good. Rebound comes down to Wynot, and at the half, the Wynot Blue Devils lead the Sacred Heart Irish. Our halftime score, 26-21. We'll take a 2-minute timeout here, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime show. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Nebraska at highschoolofficials.com.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big-name protection. With offices in Falls City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
Nothing touches us more than a child who's ill. From parents to pediatricians to everyone at the hospital, curing childhood illness is one of our highest priorities. Our compassionate, caring staff will ease the pain, heal the hurt, using the latest treatments and experts in children's health, and a tender touch. We get kids back to being kids again.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Tonight is being brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, let's take a look at the scoring in the first half of the ball game. The Why Not Blue Devils leading the Sacred Heart Irish, 26-21 our score. Scoring for Why Not, they have two players with 9 points each. Addison Sharp with 9, Kenna Oligmuller has 9, 5 for Haley Weisler, and Mackenzie Foxhoven with 3 for their total of 26. Free throw shooting, Why Not hit 7 out of 10. For the Sacred Heart Irish, 21 points on the board. They're led by Daisy Witt at the half. She has 7. Avery Sando with 5. Hallie Jones has 5. Elise Reske and Bailey Lemron with 2 points each for the Irish, their total of 21. From the free throw line, they hit 5 out of 9 from the line. 21-26 our score. The Why Not Blue Devils lead it here at halftime. Well, this is where we usually send it back to Kurt Kilman at the studios. And, Kurt, I don't want to disappoint you, buddy, but I got a lot better looking broadcast partner out here than you are back there in the studios. I want to welcome to our broadcast booth. I'm going to introduce you as Haley Heights.
Yes.
Nobody will know who I'm talking about. Haley Bruins, one of the coaches for the Bloomfield Queen Bees. And Sacred Heart listeners back in Fall City, you'll know her as Haley Heights. Haley, good evening.
Hey, how's it going?
So glad you stopped by to see us here. Tell me what's going on with the Queen Bees. You're in the state tournament also.
Correct, yep. This is the first time Bloomfield made it to state in 50 years. We play tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. We're the one seed.
And I see it says Queen Bees basketball coach Bruce, so you're helping coach?
Yep, I'm helping coach. Yep.
What an experience,
yep.
Huh?
Yeah.
Now, you came up here with Sacred Heart. This isn't any place you haven't been before. What's it feel like when you come back and see these kids? Make you feel a little old?
It does, but for sure. The girls that are playing for Sacred Heart now were my water girls back when I played.
Update our listeners a little bit on Haley Heights' life. I know you're married. I've seen Facebook. You have a child.
Correct. I have a little girl. She's 1.5, and I'm a physical therapist up in Bloomfield, and I work in some of the surrounding towns. I work a lot with the athletes. I'm the athletic trainer at the school as well. So,
you have a full-time job as a physical therapist and
yep.
then helping out with the coaching on top
yep,
of it.
Yep, correct. Yep.
What a fun time. It's always great to see some of our Irish fans come back. And you know, you and I have been at this table before, I believe, in
yep.
an interview. You were wearing green back then. Right?
I was, yeah. I was going to try to sneak some green on tonight, but...
One of the things I remember most about your career was the knee injury. I can remember you and I having a conversation at Mudecus. You had the knee all bundled up there, and it was such a delight to see you battle back from that thing and still get to play. Kind of a life's lesson there, huh?
It is, yeah. I truly believe that led me to my career, and now I get to help prevent some of those
and
injuries.
Now you're a physical therapist,
yep.
yeah. So do you draw on your time at Sacred Heart when you're helping coach now at Bloomfield?
Oh, for sure. And I fall back on a lot of things that I learned there.
I'm sure you do. So. Well, listen, thanks for stopping by. We got some other business to take care of here at halftime, but when I heard you were going to be here, we sure wanted you to come by and say hello.
Thank you. Go
All
Irish.
Right. Okay, that's Haley Heights, former Irish basketball player for the Sacred Heart Irish, now an assistant coach at Bloomfield. We'll take a 2-minute break here on Sunny 101.3 of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees.
Your Equity Bank debit card provides this shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
This is Darcy Prawley, Crop Insurance Specialist at Ag Partners. With a new year comes new choices for your farming operation. When it comes to your crop insurance, the most expensive choice might be to do nothing. Recently, the crop insurance program has seen new changes to make farming operations more competitive. So what could it be costing you to do nothing and stay with that same old policy? If you want your crop insurance better positioned for the new year, please contact Jim Ward or Darcy Prawley at Ag Partners to learn more. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Mobile banking makes it possible to bank where you are. The convenience of checking your account balance, transferring funds between accounts, or making a payment using your cell phone are all reasons why you should stop by the main branch of F&M Bank to get started. Our customer service representatives are available to assist you locally in Falls City. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Falls City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Falls City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3 weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kuhl with your weather for the tri-state area. For this evening, could see patchy drizzle or isolated rain showers with patchy fog around 2, mostly cloudy skies, as temperatures bottom out around 38. A warmer day on Thursday, high around 66 with partly sunny skies and breezy conditions. Staying breezy heading toward Thursday night, rain is likely with isolated storms. Mostly cloudy, as temperatures dip back to 52. We'll still see rain and isolated storms into Friday. Staying mostly cloudy and warming up to a high of 71, it will be windy. Gusty winds continue into Friday night with showers and storms likely. Mostly cloudy, as temperatures drop back to 32. Sunshine is back on Saturday, but cooler with a high around 53. A few clouds rolling through into Saturday night as temperatures drop back to 34. Warmer on Sunday, a high around 65, breezy with sunshine. Then a low in the mid-40s heading towards Sunday night as clear skies remain. Lots of sunshine again on Monday and even warmer, high in the mid-70s. We'll have a chance for showers and storms into Monday night with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures bottom out around 51. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Kroll on Sunny 101.3.
Looking to upgrade your floors? Fresho Floors in Falls City has you covered. With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Fresho Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshoFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fresho Floors, quality flooring, hometown solutions.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Sunny 101.3.
This halftime recap has been presented by Highland Community College. At Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from dead. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. And Dylan, you've got some other fine folks we need to mention here.
Yeah, as we get ready to start our second half, we do want to send a special thanks to all of our sponsors for tonight's game. Of course, our state tournament sponsors this evening, W7 Design Company in Falls City, Fresho Floors, and State Farm Insurance, the Matt Kirkendall Agency in Falls City. But we also wouldn't be able to do any of our broadcasts throughout the year without our yearly sports boosters that are also sponsoring tonight's game, including CMC in Falls City, Equity Bank down in Falls City, Ag Partners Co-op of Northeast Kansas, Highland Community College, Heller Martial Arts, F&M Bank, Mustang Seeds of Northeast Kansas, Riverstone Insurance of Falls City and Rockport, El Camino Electric, and Farm and City Supply Company.
And we, of course, hope to be back here Friday and Saturday with the Sacred Heart Irish, but we do want to mention also that we will have boys state tournament basketball coming your way next week. We'll be following both the Auburn Bulldogs and, of course, the Sacred Heart Irish. I don't know if this is official, but I believe the way it's set up right now, Sacred Heart should be playing Archangels Catholic, and that'd be actually the Humphrey St. Francis is who we know them as. That would be Sacred Heart's opponent Wednesday at 6 p.m. That would be here in the Devaney Center. Then on Thursday, the Auburn Bulldogs at 3:15 in the afternoon should be facing off with Gothenburg. At least that is the last word we had. I'm not going to call that officially official, but that's from a very good source here that was given it to us. So we will have state tournament basketball for you again next week here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula, sitting alongside Dylan Hendricks here tonight. Guys, it was great to hear from Haley Heights stopping by to see us, a former Sacred Heart athlete, now an assistant coach at Bloomfield. Her Bloomfield Queen Bees are playing tomorrow morning in the state basketball tournament. So we want to wish Haley Boons and her Bees, the Queen Bees, best of luck tomorrow in their state tournament competition. Here, the Irish have got a battle ahead of them here. That was one of the most physical first halves of girls basketball that I've seen, at least this year, Dylan.
And we'll see if the Blue Devils continue their full court press here as we start the second half.
Very physical basketball. Sacred Heart will have it. Avery Sano will inbound it, the senior, right in front of our table here at midcourt. Inbounds the ball, gets it into D.C. Wick. Wick with the dribble. Backs it in, comes to the top of the circle. A double team tipped it away. Sano grabs up the loose basketball. Off to Elise Reske in the corner. She dribbles around, has the ball taken away. With the steal, coming up with it is Jenna Foxhoven. Fast break to the other direction. The ball gets away out of bounds off the fingertips of Addison Sharp, and the Irish get it back.
Fortunate there for Sacred Heart to get the turnover after they turned it over on their first possession.
Yeah, Coach Luke Sando up shouting instructions over here on how to handle this pressure. Down court, they got it that time all the way to Sando. Sando takes it into the corner. She's going to get trapped down there. She's in trouble. Sando needs help to get rid of the ball. Now flips it out to Reske, and I think Sacred Heart had to burn a timeout to keep the possession. Timeout taken. We'll step aside for a 30-second break on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our Youth Leadership Camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, hellomartialarts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free Youth Leadership Camp at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Falls City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Dylan Hendricks back with you at the Bob Devaney Center, John Cook Arena, the site of the 2026 Girls State Basketball Tournament. Class D2 action, 7:28 to play here in the third quarter. Irish trailing 21-26, down by 5. Ball is tipped away from Ellie Jones on the baseline. I think we're going to have a foul on Oligmuller.
Foul is going to be on Oligmuller. That is her second. First of the half here for the Blue Devils.
So the Irish will have the ball under their own basket to inbound it. LeBron to toss it in. The freshman gets it into the corner. Sando for three. Got it. If they could just get Avery Sando an open look, she's got 8 points now. I think she's only shot 2 3-pointers ahead of both here, maybe, that I can remember. Back and in. Moving his Oligmuller. Layup up and good. Jenna Oligmuller answered that quickly. Full court pressure. Went trying to bring it up court, being guarded very closely by Geisen. She's trapped. Gets it forward to LeBron. LeBron almost had it knocked away. Now they slap at her from the other side. LeBron is trapped here in front of our table to Elise Reske. Gives it up to Witt. Ooh. Daisy Witt just gave the evil eye to Geisen. I don't know whether you can see that. Inside it goes to Jones. Shot is up. whistle and a foul, and Helly Jones will be at the line. Dyson was guarding Witt a little too closely. Witt turned and made eye contact with her. It was not a look of friendship.
Foul there for the Blue Devils is going to be on Jordan Foxhoven. That's her first.
All right, at the free throw line is Helly Jones. First free throw is up and off, no good. Could not get it to fall. Ellie is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. On the season, she's hit 55%. Which Foxhoven got the foul?
Jordan,
okay. Second free throw for Helly Jones is up, and this one is off also, but the ball is tipped back out to her. Jones has the basketball, flips it out to D.C. Witt. Witt is double-teamed here in front of the table. Oh, trying to come across with the Limrod. The ball got away and goes out of bounds. D.C. Witt is frustrated right now. You can tell the body language, the look on her face, as this, I'll call it a battering ram defense, just continues to hammer away here. Top of the key is Geisen. Witt comes up. Geisen goes in for the layup. Witt blocks it out. She blocked that one in the next week, Dylan. Swatted the ball away and knocked it out of bounds. And did it with authority. Nice job by D.C. Witt on defense. All right, Wynot's basketball into their own bucket. They'll inbound it. Oleg Mueller to toss it into the top of the key to Geisen. Geisen around the horn, finds Wiesler to the left wing now with it. This is Sharp, dribbling into traffic. Up top to Geisen. Again, back to the corner. Oleg Mueller tries to work against Reske. Reske gets knocked to the floor. Ball is loose, goes out of bounds, and it belongs to the Irish. Reske a little bit slow getting up. She went down really hard, and she's hurt over here. 6:04 to go now in the third quarter. 28-24. The lead is 4 for Wynot, and Reske is not getting up. She's in pain and waiting for the trainer and Coach Sando to come and check on her. We're going to break away and take a 30-second break here on Sunny 101.3 in the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's game time for your insurance, Matt Kirkendall is your MVP for coverage. Whether it's auto, home, life, or business, Matt's calling the right place to protect your team and your stadium. We've got something for everyone, whether it's your car, your house, or your business. So don't fumble your future. Call Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 or visit him on Stone Street. With State Farm in your huddle, you're always ready for the win. Call Matt today at
402-245-4312. Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back inside the Devaney Center, where we have a hushed crowd here, as there still on the floor is Elise Reske. The trainers have come out now for both teams to take a look at her, as play has been suspended here. It appears they're looking at a lower extremity of the left leg, perhaps maybe a knee. She's going to be helped to her feet here, and hopefully we'll get the game underway here. You'll hear a big round of applause. And I believe it is. The trainers are going to help her off the floor. She's not putting any weight at all, or very little anyway, on that left leg. And it looked as though they were looking at her knee, perhaps. And Elise Reske, I'll just say this, the possibility of her returning does not look good. She's being taken back to the locker room. So, checking in for Reske will be Ryan Westengaard, 5'7 sophomore. Westengaard will inbound the pass against full court pressure. It's a 4-point basketball game. Why not up 28-24, 6:02 to go here in the third quarter. Avery Sando with the basketball. Backs around to the top of the key. Sando feeds it up to Witt. Witt with a three. That's up and good. D.C. Witt hits the three. And the Irish are back within one now, 28-27. The Irish can get that three-point shot going. They'll be all right here. This is Wiesler with the basketball. Had it knocked away by Lebron, blocked by Jones. Shot is up off, no good. Jones with the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Witt. Witt's going to come down court, set the offense to the right elbow. Gives off again to Sando. Sando had the ball knocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. I think the refs found their whistles here. That first half was a rough, tough, rock'em, sock'em half of basketball. Who's this one on?
That'll be the first personal for Jalen Geisen for the Blue Devils. Third of the quarter here for Wynot as well.
Avery Sando at the line shooting two. The first one is up and off, no good. She's now hit 2 out of 3 from the line tonight, has 8 points. Avery's normally a 73% free throw shooter on the year. She could tie the game with this free throw. The shot is on the way up, and it is off, no good. Missed missed them both. Chance to tie things up or take the lead, and they missed them both. Down court with the basketball. This is Weisler. Nice steal by Jones. Gets it to Sando. Sando starting up court. Oleg Mueller made the tackle. That was a good solid hit there by Jenna Oleg Mueller. That is her third personal. And pretty soon these fouls are going to start adding up here.
And what that does, it's four fouls here for the Blue Devils, so the Irish in the bonus with 5 minutes left in the quarter.
Yeah,
now, 0-4 on free throws this half, though.
Yeah, here we go. Inbounding it is Westengaard against the pressure. Westengaard lobs the ball into Sando. Sando works it across the division line, brings it into forecourt. Geisen is all over her. Sando almost had the ball taken away, gives it to Webb. Lob pass into Jones. Jones tried to move to the hoop, and they're going to say she traveled. Three defenders collapsed on her, and she's called for traveling. 28-27, the Irish back within one. They trailed by five at halftime. A cross-court pass to Geisen it goes. Witt picks her up in the man-to-man defense. Westengaard in there now for the injured Elise Reske. Reske was taken to the locker room with a knee injury. Top of the circle, right side, all the way in, driving layup. Blocked away nicely by Westengaard. Trying to put the shot up was Kiera Hymas. Westengaard got a big handful of basketball. Ball went out of bounds. It's going to stay with Wynot. 18 seconds on the shot clock. They'll inbound it baseline, left side under their own backboard. It goes into the corner. Up it comes to Geisen. Geisen, guarded by Witt, flips to the left corner. Now inside the lane, fire for the driving layup. Blocked away by Jones. Ball is loose on the floor. Traveling is going to be called. A traveling call on the Blue Devils. Coach Steve Weisler not happy with that one. And now the Irish once again with a chance to take the lead with the bucket here. 4:34 to go, third quarter. Sacred Heart trailing by one, 28-27. The Irish have actually trailed most of this ballgame. In backcourt comes Lemron across the timeline. Lemron works between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. A lot of contact. Gives it up to Sando. Sando, lob pass into Jones. Jones had the ball knocked out of her hands. Again, a lot of contact. Fast break. The other direction comes Kiera Hymas. Hymas flips it to the corner. There's a three from the left wing. Short, no good. Rebound Witt. Daisy Witt starts up court with the basketball. She double-teamed, triple-teamed in backcourt. Westengaard. Westengaard takes it in driving. Lay it up and good. Nice move to the basket by Ryan Westengaard. And that gives the Irish the lead, 29-28. Timeout taken on the floor. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to state tournament basketball action on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Sunny 101.3.
Right back inside the Devaney Center. Here's the situation. 3:54 to play in the third quarter. We're at the midway point of the third period. The Irish have battled back from a five-point deficit, actually trailed by as much as six, and now they're back up by one, 29-28, and it came in an unlikely way. Ryan Westengaard coming in off the bench, drove right into the teeth of that defense and got the layup.
And what really has gotten so good going this half, just two Blue Devil points, so it's been the defensive end where they've had a lot of success, and that's led to some buckets on the other end.
Irish defense playing much better. Steve Weisler looking a little bit frustrated over there. His team, as you mentioned, held to just 2 points. Full court pressure now by Sacred Heart being applied. Witt and Lemron pick him up in backcourt. Across the dribble, into forecourt comes Weisler. Inside the paint, they move to the hoop, kick it out to the corner on the right wing to Geisen. Passing the ball around the outside perimeter, low post, left side of the basket, they move with it. Back up top, it comes to Weisler. Weisler goes to Geisen once again. Geisen guarded by Lemron, the freshman. It's mostly seniors out here for Why Not. All the way to the corner right side, Weisler. Weisler tried to flip it across. The ball is tipped away by Avery Sando. Sano touched it last. It'll stay with Why Not, but only 3 seconds left on the shot clock. They'll just have to catch the ball and get a shot launched here. 3 seconds on the shot clock. They'll inbound it. Inbounding the pass, Haley Wiesler on the side. Wiesler lobs it under the basket, trying to get the shot off. No good! And the rebound comes down to Witt. And Witt will bring the ball across the timeline. She'll set the offense. J.C. Witt backing in, working one-on-one against Geisen. Big collision. Geisen with Jones. Witt for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound comes down to Why Not. Pulling down the rebound was Jordan Foxhoven. Fast break the other direction. Wiesler in the corner. Picked up down there in the corner by Lemrond on defense. Top of the key, this is Geisen on the dribble. Geisen, left elbow. Long two is up. It's off, no good. They chase it down in the corner. Rebound comes down to Why Not, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Irish, most likely on Avery Sando.
Foul there is going to be on Avery Sando. That's her second. Just the first of the quarter for the Irish.
Into the ballgame now, the freshman Peyton Georges checks back in. Georges in for Bailey Lemrond, and Lemrond is going to take a little breather. Peyton Georges on the floor. 29-28, Irish up by one. Wiesler with the basketball, top of the key. Around the horn, into the corner. Low post, left side. Driving for a layup, a whistle, and a foul. It'll be a two-shot foul on the baseline, and again, it's going to be on Avery Sando.
That'll be her third, and it looks like she might be coming out maybe for the rest of the quarter here. One thing we haven't seen since she picked up her third foul, Jenna Oligmuller hasn't played.
At the line is Addison Sharp. Free throw is up and off, no good. Neither team lighting it up here on free throws. The Irish 0 for 4 in the second half. Why Not 0 for 1? The two teams combined yet to make the free throw. Second shot for Addison Sharp coming up here. She can tie the ball game with 2:37 to go in the third quarter with this free throw. Right now the Irish are up 29-28. Sharp free throw is up, it's off, no good, and Hallie Jones is there to grab up the basketball for the Irish. Jones with a defensive rebound, outlet pass to Witt. Witt dribbles down the right sideline, circles back across the top of the key, picks up her dribble, she'll launch a long three, that's good! J.C. Witt hits the three, her second three of the quarter. She's got 13 points. The Irish up by 4, 32-28. Wiesler driving lay-in up and good. Nice move to the basket by Haley Wiesler. She answers quickly. 32-30. Irish by a 2. Went into forecourt. Comes up to Lemrond with the basketball. Lemrond top of the key. Reach-in foul. Going to be called on Addison Sharp. And they'll be shooting two here. Sharp's called for the personal. That should be the fifth, right? Yeah.
Yep, that's her first 15th out of the quarter. So, you know,
Bailey Lemrock is a freshman, 5'4 freshman, averages 11 points a game. She gets 55% from the free throw line. This one is up and bounces and got the roll. That's one of those that hit the front of the rim, hit the back of the rim, hit the front of the rim, hit the backboard, and then finally found its way in the hole. Still counts one, right? Bailey Lemrond, the freshman, ready for her second free throw attempt. Irish lead it 33-30 with a minute 58 to go here in the third quarter. Second shot rims in and out. Rebound, Jones tries for follow shot, whistle, and a foul. And we're going to put Ellie Jones at the line where she'll be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on number 12, Kenna Oligmuller. So that is her fourth. She subbed back in for just a minute here. Kenna Oligmuller. She subbed back in for just a minute here, and then she picks up her fourth foul with 1:57 to go in the third quarter.
She'll be leaving the game again pretty quickly, I think. Jones shooting two here. Ellie Jones' shot is up, in and out of there. Can't get it down. Ellie's now made one out of four from the one out of five. Okay, yes, one out of five from the free throw line. Normally makes over half of them. Okay, Sharp checks in. She's in, not replacing Oligmuller. She's replacing Hymus. Okay, Ellie Jones, ready for second free throw here. Shot is on the way up, and it's in and out. Won't go. Coming away empty-handed on that trip. 33-30. Irish up by three. The clock now with a minute 49 to play in the third quarter. here at the Devaney Center. Why not? Feeds it in. Jones is there. Goes to the corner right side. Ball is knocked away out of bounds. Touch lost by Mackenzie Foxhoven. Great defense on the baseline. Was that Westengaard down there? I believe it was. Ryan Westengaard is in there in place of the injured Elise Reske. They took Reske to the locker room. Now she's back out here with an ice pack on her knee on the bench. So she's out here watching the game. She will not be back in the game, I'm sure. J.C. Wett on the dribble. Wett goes to the right side of the lane. Reverses herself. Comes to the top of the key. Around it goes to the left side. Westengaard kicks it out to the corner. Lemron. Lemron had it stripped away. Great job coming to get it with Lemron after the ball was stripped away from Peyton Georges. Now backing in is Wett. Out to the corner for a three. Up by Westengaard. Off no good. And the rebound to Wynot. Down court quickly come the Blue Devils under the basket, driving for the lay-in up and good. That was a nice move to the bucket by Wiesler. Haley Wiesler got that one. She's got 9 points, and it's 33-32. Irish lead by one. J.C. Wett being hammered defensively. A whistle and another foul. This time they're going to get Jordan Foxhoven.
That's going to be on Jordan Foxhoven. That's her second. And for Wynot, you have to wonder, why don't you just back off for the last 49 seconds here rather than put Witt at the line, who's, you know, made three of her four free throws tonight.
Yeah, she's a 77% free throw shooter. Here shooting two. First one short off the front of the rim. Daisy Witt has 13 points in the ball game. She averages 9 per game on the season. She'll have another shot here. 49 seconds to go. 33-32. Irish up by one. Daisy Witt will try and stretch the lead to two. It's up and good. She hit that one. Daisy has now hit 4 out of 6 from the line tonight. And it's a 2-point Irish lead with 45 seconds to go in the quarter. Into forecourt come the Blue Devils. There's a long three that's off. A fight for the rebound. It's on the floor. Everybody going after it. Still, that's getting out of there. A great job by Westengaard. Ryan Westengaard was on the floor, got the ball out to one of her teammates. Now down court with it comes Witt. 24 seconds to go. Irish can play for the final shot. Top of the key. Lemron backs out with it, looking over to the near side. Georges now gives it up top to Witt. They'll play for the final shot of the period, up with a 2-point lead, 34-32. Now they're coming out to pound on Witt. Goes to the right side, Westengaard to the corner. Long three, Lemron, off no good. Rebound comes down to Wynot. There's the buzzer, and at the end of three, the Sacred Heart Irish lead it 34-32. We'll take a 1-minute break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Whether it's your hometown gear or snacks for the big game, we've got something for everyone at W7 Design in downtown Falls City. From custom tees to cozy hoodies, W7 should be your next stop, whether shopping for you or someone else. Visit us at our new location on Stone Street. You can shop in-store, order online anytime at W7DesignCo.com, or follow us on Facebook for new arrivals and local love. W7 Design in Falls City, custom looks from home ground roots.
This is Sunny 101.3.
As we near the top of the hour, it's time to remind you you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Sunny 101.3, Falls City, Nebraska. All right, 8 minutes up on the clock. The Irish lead it 34-32. We move into fourth quarter action. The basketball will belong to the Blue Devils. Inbound the pass to Jalen Geisen. Geisen off to the left elbow with it. Inside the paint, trying to move toward the basket. They knock Jones to the floor. Back to the top of the key. Around there's a three from the corner. Up and good. That was Sharp once again. Addison Sharp, that is her fourth three-pointer of the night. And they've all come from down in the corner there. All right, the lead goes back to Wynot, 35-34. Irish basketball. Witt across court. Lemron gets it across the timeline, but barely. They were nearing a 10-second call. Lemron tries to move to the bucket, a reach-in foul. And that's going to be called on Foxhoven, I think.
That's Foxhoven's third, first of the quarter here for Wynot.
Well, the Wynot girls are used to playing this aggressive defense, and when they do get called for foul, they're kind of mystified as to why. You know, they're used to doing it. It'll be Sacred Hearts basketball, trailing by one now, 35-34, 7:26 to go in the ballgame. Inbound pass comes into D.C. Witt. Witt slowly dribbles across the timeline to the near side, finds Lemrod. Now around the right side of the lane, Witt with a 10-foot jumper that's up and off, no good. Jones in there battling for the rebound. Hell ball is called. Possession arrow will stay with the Irish. Great job by Helly Jones in there battling for that offensive board. Sacred Hearts basketball. To inbound it under the basket is Bailey Lemrod. Pressuring defense again here by Wynot. Lemron gets it into the corner to Sando. Top of the key Witt. Fresh 35. There's Sando for three. Got it! Avery Sando, her third three-pointer. And the lead goes back to the Irish. 37-35. Sacred Heart up by two. 7 minutes to go in the ballgame here in the fourth quarter. Here come the Blue Devils on offense. Dyson around the horn to the right side to Weisler. Weisler goes inside the paint, takes it left side, driving lay-in up and good. Haley Weisler with a nice move to the basket. Ties it up at seven apiece now. All tied. We haven't settled a thing here yet, Dylan. Into forecourt. That's Lemrond on the dribble. Gets a pick set by Jones. Inside to Jones. She tries to go to the basket. She'll be fouled. They're going to say that's not a shooting foul, though. That's going to be just a foul on the floor.
Foul's going to be on Mackenzie Foxhoven. That's her third.
So it'll be Sacred Hearts basketball. Baseline, right side under their own backboard. Tossing it in will be Bailey Lemrond. Lemrond lobs it into the corner, gives to Witt. Witt back up top to Lemrond. She thought about the shot, passed it up. There's Witt for a long three that's off the iron. The ball is tipped around, and Wynot gets the rebound. Trapped in the corner. They get the pass out quickly to Weisler. Weisler's going to take it all the way into the right side for a driving layup. Oh, hit the side of the backboard with it. Missed badly. Now timeout's going to be taken by Wynot. 6:09 to go in the ballgame. Tied to 37 all. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tired of insurance jargon? Need fast, reliable coverage for your busy life? Riverstone Insurance Group makes it simple for auto, home, condo, and renter's insurance at riverstonegroup.com. Need something more? We also offer comprehensive life and business insurance tailored by local experts. We're local, we're trusted, and we're here to protect what matters most. Get a quote online or call Riverstone Insurance Group today. Riverstone Insurance Group, smart coverage simplified.
Sunny 101.3.
Dylan, you were just noticing the free throw shooting here.
And that's something, you know, Fall City Sacred Heart is going to look back on tonight. Just 2 of 10 here in the second half, 8 of 20 overall from the night from the charity site.
Not good. All right, here we go. 6:09 to play. All tied to 37 all. Why not with the basketball? Here's a three from the right side. Up and good. And that was Jalen Dyson's first basket of the night. She hits a three. Sacred Heart trailed by three now, 40-37. Irish with the ball. D.C. Witt. Double team, top of the key, gives into Sando, into the corner. Weston Guard, she had the open look, didn't take it. Weston Guard in traffic, driving way up, tried to put it up, she'll be fouled. Got hit on the kneecap there. She's limping a little bit, but she's going to go to the line. And Weston Guard will be shooting two shots.
Foul's going to be on number 15, Mackenzie Foxhoven. That's her four. Third of the quarter here for the Blue Devils.
So Foxhoven with four. Oligan Mueller also with four. At the line, Weston Guard. Free throw is up and off. No good. Ryan is a 50% free throw shooter, so she's due to make this one. Free throw shooting has not been good in the second half for the Irish. They are currently 2 of 11 in the second half. Second free throw for the sophomore is up, and this one is off also. And the rebound comes down to the Blue Devils. So now, why not with a three-point lead and the basketball? 5:37 to go in the ballgame. Blue Devils ball, Weisler. Up to the top of the circle goes to Geisen with it. Wiesen in the paint. Oh, and a cross-court pass. They're lucky to pick that one up by Sharp across the way. Geisen tries to dribble into traffic, flips it to the corner. Off the right side, there's a little floater up and off. No good. The rebound comes down to Sando. Sando starts up court in a hurry with the basketball herself. Takes it all the way to the corner on the right side of the basket. Picks up the dribble. Goes into Jones. Jones into the bucket. Jones flips it out to the corner. Open look. Shot is up and good for Bailey Limron for three. And the Irish tie it up with 40. Just under 5 minutes to go in the ballgame. When we haven't settled a thing, we're all tied at 40 apiece here in the first round of the D2 State Tournament basketball. And now an offensive foul is going to be called on Wynot. Geisen led with that forearm.
That one's going to be on number 4, Taylor Pinkelman. That's Pinkelman's first.
Who'd they get there?
Taylor Pinkelman, number 4, Taylor Pinkelman.
Okay.
That's her first. But bigger than that, 4 fouls again for one. This Irish are in the ballgame.
Yeah, 4:45 to go in the ballgame here in the fourth quarter, and already 14 fouls. Coach Steve Wiesler expressing his dissatisfaction to the official. The official got an earful on that one. Witt has the basketball, comes to Jones at the top of the key. Now they give off to Sando. Sando lobs inside to Jones. Look at that, triple team out to the right. There's Limron for three. It's off, no good. Great job on the rebound. Westengaard gets it off to Sando. Sando with a follow shot. It won't go, and the rebound to Wynot. Here come the Blue Devils down court on the attack to the right side. That's Sharp with the basketball. They cut her off. Great job by Witt, reaching in and just picked her pocket. Ripped the ball away from her. J.C. Witt will bring it across the timeline. We approach the four-minute mark to go in the ballgame. We're tied at 40 all. J.C. Witt goes inside to Sando, into Jones, up with a shot. Oh, couldn't get it. Had people hanging on both arms. No whistle, and now a whistle and a foul the other direction.
We're going to get that one on Holly Jones. That is her third.
Oh, the Sacred Heart fans are not happy. Was it Jones?
It was on Holly Jones. Yep, that's her third.
Yeah, Jones had two players hanging on her when she... Ole Mueller is going to check back in now. Coach Steve Wiesler ready to roll the dice and put Ole Mueller back on the floor. With 3:56 to go in the ballgame and the score tied at 40-all. He's probably feeling fortunate that his leading scorer has been on the bench as much as he has, and he's still tied here. Now Wiesler feeds it inside the paint. They try to move to the basket spin move. Jones is there. Up to Geisen. Now Ole Mueller coming in off the bench cold. Dribbles with the ball to the right side. Foxhoven. Top of the key, Wiesler. Left side. Dribbling in, driving layup, big collision on the baseline. Jones gets ran over and knocked down. And the foul's going to go on Hallie Jones.
And that's four on Hallie Jones.
So Jones.
Second of the quarter on the Irish.
Geisen, Jones was on the baseline on the left side, and Geisen just came in and ran right through her. Jones got called for the blocking foul. Geisen is a 52% free throw shooter. She has not been to the line tonight. Here she'll be shooting two shots with a chance to try and break this tie. Now the official stopped play for a minute. He wants to come in and visit. The refs are having a little conversation here.
They had a lane violation on the first free throw Blue Devils.
So that'll go as a missed free throw. All right, they lost the first free throw. They came into the lane after the ball was handed to the shooter. So now Geisen just gets to shoot one instead of two. Shot is on the way. It's up and it is off. Ball tipped around. Irish get it. Still tied at 40 apiece. Clock down to 3:25 to go in the ballgame. J.C. Witt with the basketball against the man-to-man defense. Witt beats into Jones. She double-teamed immediately. Back up top it comes to Witt. Geisen comes out. Hand on her. Geisen making all kinds of contact with Witt. Witt goes to the top. Sando for three. Off, no good. Rebound, Jones. Tried to go up with a shot. I think we're going to have a whistle and a foul call. Jones was trying to go back up on the basketball, and Helly Jones is going to be at the line.
Foul's going to be on number 3, Haley Wiesler. That is her third. Jones, just shoot two here.
All right. Helly Jones is one out of six from the line tonight. Normally makes a half of them, 55%. She's due for a couple. Ellie Jones, first free throw is up, and it's good. Jones breaks the tie and gives the Irish the lead once again at 41-40 with just over 3 minutes to go in the ballgame, 3:05 to play. Ellie Jones ready for her second free throw. 5'9 junior Jones looks to the bucket, launches the free throw. It's on the way, it's up, it's off the back iron, no good, and the rebound comes down to Wynott. 41-40, Irish up, 3 minutes to go in the ballgame. Wiesler in the corner, guarded down there by Lemrod. Underneath baseline, left side. Pfeiffer shot up. Off no good. Rebound, Westengaard. Oh, they say she stepped on the baseline. Westengaard came down with the rebound and stepped on the baseline and turned it back to Wynott. Every possession so crucial at this part of the ballgame. Under 3 minutes to go now. 2:52 on the game clock. 41-40. Irish up by one. Wiesler gets the inbound pass into the corner to the top of the key to Jalen Geisen. Geisen, the senior point guard, sets the offense. Goes to the left elbow with it to Sharp. Back up top, it comes to Geisen. Now the top of the key, Wiesler. Wiesler dribbles in, tries for a driving layup. Got it! Wiesler with the lay-in, put it down. She's got 13, and the lead goes back to Wynott, 42-41. 2:25 to play in the ballgame. Daisy Whip holds it for a moment across court to the right side into Lemron. They try to go to Jones. Held ball is called. Possession arrow goes to Wynott. Blue Devils get the basketball. They have a 1-point lead, 42-41. The clock is down to 2 minutes, 15 seconds to go. Irish drop back to midcourt. They're not going to put any pressure on Wynott here. Let them bring the ball up the court. Sacred Heart dropping back in their defensive posture to the left side with it. Geisen up top to Wiesler. Wiesler guarded by Lemron. Right back it comes again to Jalen Geisen. Right elbow. That's Addison Sharp with the ball. Shot clock at 14. Driving lay-in up off. No good. Rebound comes down to D.C. Whip. Great job by Ryan Westengaard to screen out the defensive or the offensive rebounder. Witt with the basketball. Right side, right in front of the Sacred Heart bench. Coach Luke Sato shouting instruction. Inside to Jones. Double team. Westengaard in the corner. Westengaard goes in for a driving layup. He'll be fouled. And Ryan Westengaard will be at the line.
And that'll be the fifth foul on Kenna Oegmuller. So she will foul out of the game with just 11 points.
She's leading four on this team, and she fouls out with 11 tonight. All right. At the line. Ryan Westengaard, a 50% free throw shooter. She's 0-for-2 tonight. She does have 2 points on a driving layup. That's the one that gave the Irish the lead way back there in the third quarter. Westengaard with a chance to tie the game or maybe give the Irish the lead if she can hit them both. The Irish have not hit free throws well in this ballgame. Ryan Westengaard up and off, no good. It sat on the rim for the longest time. Could not get it to fall.
Irish now 3 of 15 from the line this half.
Here we go. Ryan Westengaard. Another attempt coming here. Shot is up. Got it. That one's good. So now we are tied at 42 off. A minute 27 to go. Why not with the basketball? All tied up. You feel overtime here, maybe? Timeout taken by Wynott. Timeout on the floor. A minute 20 to play in the ballgame. It's all tied at 42 apiece. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the NSAA and the Nebraska State Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. 1 minute and 20 seconds left to play in regulation. The score is tied at 42 all. Why not? We'll have the basketball. What was Irish's free throws again in the second half?
The Irish are 4 of 16 from the line this half.
Hitting 25% from the line. Sacred Heart has had several opportunities to put this game away from the free throw line. On the other side, the Blue Devils are 0 for 4 here in the second half. So while not shooting as many, they haven't hit any either. Why not with the basketball? A minute 20 to go. There's 26 seconds on the shot clock. The ball will be inbounded under their own basket to Geisen at the top of the key. Oleg Mueller is on the bench. She has fouled out. Geisen around the horn to the right side to Short. Inside traffic. Moving. Shot is up. Off. No good. Rebound. Westengard gets knocked to the floor. A whistle and a foul as she went down hard. Ryan got hit hard right in the chest. You can see she's holding her breastbone there.
That's going to be on Mackenzie Foxhoven. That is her fifth as well, so Foxhoven has officially fouled out as well.
All right. At the free throw line, Ryan Westengard. She's made one. I've got her 1 for 3. Is that right, or 1 for 4?
Westengard is 1 for 4 for
the night. Yeah, okay. 1 out of 4 from the line. Hitting 50%. She can break the tie here. Big free throws for the sophomore. Ryan Westengard. Shot is up. Good! She hit that one. That gives the Irish the lead, 43-42. Clock shows 1:07 to go. 67 ticks of the clock remaining. Westengard. Huge free throw here again for the sophomore. Got it! She made a move. Ryan Westengard with a pair. Sacred Heart up by 2, 44-42. 1 minute to play in the ball game. We've reached the 1 minute mark. This is Weisler. Weisler working in. Wants to go up with a shot. Can't get it. Gives to Short. Top of the key. Here's a long three that's up and off. No good. Fight for the rebound. Follow shot up and good. Getting the putback was Taylor Pinkelman. Her first 2 points of the ball game. We're tied at 44 all. 42 seconds to go. Witt brings it into forecourt. Timeout taken by Sacred Heart. 39 seconds to play in the ballgame. We're tied at 44 all. We'll step aside again for a 30-second timeout. You got to be loving this one. You're listening to State Tournament Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks, back with you inside the DeVente Sports Center, John Cook Arena. 39.2 seconds to play in the basketball game. We're tied at 44 all. What next?
Well, hopefully for Sacred Heart here, you can find a bucket, but you do have to, like, if you can get this one to overtime, both Mackenzie Foxhoven, Kenna Oleg-Mueller fouled out, they will not be available for the rest of the game.
28 seconds on the shot clock, 39 seconds on the game clock, an 11-second differential there. The Irish can play down for a shot here and not leave a lot of time. All right, inbounding the ball will be Avery Sento in forecourt on the side. Gets it into Witt, into backcourt. Witt starts down the right sideline, guarded closely by Foxhoven. Comes across to the top of the key. Lobs it into Jones. Bounce pass. Open look. Western guard three. Oh, couldn't get it. Came up long. Rebound comes down to Geisen. Geisen, long down court pass to the right side. Weisler dribbles in. Layup. No. Ball tipped away. Weisler gets her own rebound back in the corner. Now, wait a minute. Timeout taken by Why Not to preserve the possession. Clock is down to 17 seconds to go. Shot clock has turned off. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back in half a minute. Don't go away. We'll be right back on Sunny 101.3.
Looking to upgrade your floors? Fresho Floors in Falls City has you covered.
With 25 years of experience, they deliver top-notch craftsmanship and custom coatings for homes and businesses. From design to installation, Freshel Floors offers start-to-finish solutions, and their work speaks for itself. Call 402-245-3567 or visit FreshelFloors.com to schedule your free estimate today. Freshel Floors, quality flooring, hometown solution.
Sunny 101.3.
All right, there are 17.1 seconds left to play in regulation. The score is tied at 44-all. This is a typical Why Not versus Sacred Heart, not rock'em sock'em, knock'em down, drag'em ball game. Tied at 44-all with 17.1 seconds. Why Not will have the basketball. They will inbound the pass from the baseline on the right side under their own backboard. So they're inbounding it on their end cap here.
Blue Devils could have held for the last shot. They went quick on the last offensive possession, but are fortunate to get an offensive rebound, and now they can go for the last shot again if they want
right.
to.
Haley Weisler is going to inbound it on the baseline. Elise Resky on the bench with an ice pack on her knee. Waiting to inbound it is Weisler. Weisler taking her time here. Now lobs it in at the last minute to the top of the circle. They'll set the offense. With the ball is Geisen. Geisen goes inside. Turn around, shot up. Oh, no good. Ball tipped around. The rebound comes down to Why Not. With the basketball, the Irish. Rosado trying to call timeout desperately. And he couldn't get it. He was trying to get a timeout from 5 seconds on, and nobody was paying any attention. And they're going to get the ball back to Why Not. He tried to get a timeout, and the Irish had the ball. 2.7 seconds. Coach Sano is so frustrated with the referees. He was trying to call a timeout. He had the ball with 4.5 seconds.
And he was all the way at half court, yeah. too. I mean, he couldn't have done yeah. anything else to try to get that timeout.
Well, the referee down here is the one that should have given it to him. We're going to keep it here live. It's going to come down to 2.7 seconds. We're giving the ball back to Why Not. Here's what transpired, folks. The Irish were bringing the basketball up the court on the right sideline. They got the rebound with 5 seconds. At about 4.5 seconds, Coach Sandel started screaming for a timeout. He was clear out at midcourt yelling. Neither of the three officials saw him. They let the clock wind up to 2.7. The ball went out of bounds, and they never did grant him his timeout. Now they've given it to Why Not. Why Not has a timeout. They'll have one last opportunity here with 2.7 seconds to go in the ball game. We're tied up at 44-all. It'll be Why Not's basketball. They will play it in on the side near midcourt, just into forecourt, near the midcourt line. Irish have to figure out how to defend this. One thing you can't do is foul. And as you said earlier, Dylan, if we could get this puppy to overtime with a couple of their players fouled out, that might be to Sacred Heart's advantage. All right, here we go. Let's see what Coach Steve Weisler has drawn up. Inbounding the pass will be Jordan Foxhoven. Keep in mind, a couple of your leading scorers have fouled out of this ballgame. Inbounding it, Jordan Foxhoven. Looking probably to get it into Geisen in backcourt. Oh, no, into the corner. Ball is stolen away out of bounds. Tipped away by Sando, but she touched it last, and now the clock is down to 1.5.
And no timeouts left for the Blue Devils, so they can't set anything up here.
Okay, they're going to have. Now they're playing it in front of the Blue Devil bench, right in front of Why Not's bench on the side. Coach Weisler giving direction. 1.5 seconds, waiting for the inbound pass. It'll have to be a turn and shoot. Shot is on the way. Good! She got it. The basket counts at the buzzer. And the buzzer beater will give the Why Not Blue Devils the win, 47-44. And the young lady that made the basket, I didn't get her number. She's on the bottom of the pile. It's a buzzer beater for the Why Not Blue Devils as they hit the buzzer beater for three and take the win over Sacred Heart. 47-44 will be your final score. Watch this and figure out who hits it. See if you can pick up her number.
That's no good. I think the ball was still in her hand. Do they have replay in high school basketball is the question.
And now finally, Why not? Done with their celebration, ready for the handshakes here. They're questioning whether or not the shot got off in time. That's what they're looking at.
And I don't think there's replay in high school basketball. Coach Sano's talking right now. They're showing the video on the big screen. The ball was not out of her hand when the
okay, I think they've got a point here. The buzzer went off before the ball left her hand. But they're going to call it the game. There must not be a replay.
The referees have already left the court, too. So they counted the bucket. They
when you look
the
at
court.
The replay, the buzzer went off and the light lit before the ball got out of her hands. Sacred Heart's not leaving the floor. They're taking a seat at their bench.
This would be quite the situation.
Now the NSAA officials are coming over to the scores table.
And I don't know, do they have replay in high school basketball? Is that something they added to the
referees
state tournament?
Have left the floor and gone to the locker room. This has got to be one of the most controversial endings I've ever seen at a state basketball tournament.
And it would be huge.
Both teams are hanging in their bench area. Watch it again. Here we go. There's the light. No, she's still got the ball in her hand. She still has the ball in her hand when the red light came on the backboard. They brought one of the referees back out from the locker room to look at it. They're looking at the replay here. As you know, News Channel Nebraska televising this. They're over at the News Channel Nebraska bench broadcast point watching the monitor. The ball was definitely in her hand when the red light came on. You can see that from our vantage point. Right there it is. See the red light? I think we're going to go to overtime, folks. The question is, do we have video replay in high school basketball? Is that a correctable mistake? All the NSAA officials are out there. Coach Sano's over here talking with his girl, preparing for overtime. Coach Weisler is maintaining, as he well should, for his team. The refs are coming back out. Now Coach Weisler is pleading his case, saying, do we have video replay? That's a good question. We're going to keep it here live and see what happens.
That's your best look at it. The look from high up above where you can see the backboard and you can see the shooter.
Yeah, all three referees are now huddled around the television monitor. And, of course, you've got anxious fans on their feet on both sides.
And that ball's not out of her hand.
Yeah,
it's that look.
The one they're showing now up on the screen. The ball is still in the girl's hand. And the buzzer is going off.
And I didn't know we had replayability in high school basketball.
The red lights on the backboard are the dead giveaway. When they light up, that's it. Quite a discussion here. All the NSAA people that administer these ball games are also huddled in the area along with the referees. And the refs are trying to decide what in the world do we do about this. Again, if they let this stand, it'll be the most controversial ending I've ever seen to a ball game. Now what's the ref going to do? Here he comes. Ref coming out, make an announcement. No basket. We're going to go to overtime. We're going to overtime. All right, we'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back after this one-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3 on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Martial Arts invites all of our area youth to our Youth Leadership Camp. Coach Chris from Impact 168 will be here to help us improve our self and team leadership skills. This camp is free thanks to our board breakathon efforts and will be held Saturday, March 21st, 9 to noon. Learn more by visiting our website, hellomartialarts.com, or call 402-380-3383. Register today for the free Youth Leadership Camp at Hello Martial Arts, 1522 Stone Street in Fall City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, Randy Couture Vanny Center. We have a fresh 4 minutes up on the score clock. We're going to go to overtime. Controversial ending to regulation. The basket was awarded and then taken away. We're tied at 44 all, and we move to overtime. 44-44 after regulation. We'll jump it up and start all over. Keep in mind, two starters are fouled out for Wynot. Here's a tip controlled by the Blue Devils with the basketball. Dyson goes to the right side. Top of the key is Dyson. Again, finds Weisler in traffic. Sharp, underhanded layup. Up off, no good. Whistle and a foul. Think they're going to tag Ryan Westengaard.
That'll be Westengaard's first. Just the third of the extended period here. So remember, now, fouls don't reset.
The fouls carry over from the fourth quarter. At the free throw line, Boxhoven. First one is up and off, no good. Boxhoven normally hits 41% from the line. She has not scored today.
And we've talked about Sigurd's free throw struggle. The Blue Devils 0-5 this half.
Second free throw is up. This one is good. Boxhoven hits one out of two. The lead goes back to Wynot, 45-44. Here come the Irish against that pressuring defense. Dacey with top of the key between the rings. Backs it out to the left elbow. Westengaard. Westengaard out there in place of Elise Reske, who's out with a knee injury. Now Sando takes the ball around to the top of the key. Had it stolen away. Now the ball got way out of bounds. Standing on the sideline, Addison Sharp. And it'll go back to the Irish. Right in front of our broadcast table, we're courtside here at midcourt at the Devaney Center. Right in amongst the action, Dylan and I couldn't get any closer. Dacey Witt will inbound it just down the table here, about 8 feet away from us. Witt's going to have to hurry. Gets it into Jones. Right back it comes to Witt. Dacey Witt backs in at the free throw circle. Holds the ball to the right elbow. Avery Santos. Santos comes back to Witt. Ivory's just not able to get an open look from three-point range. When they do, they've been successful. But this pressuring defense. Now Lebron with the ball. Gives it up to Westengaard. That was a big shove on Jones and practically knocked Jones off her feet. That takes a pretty good shove. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Driving layup. Witt. Got it. Great job by J.C. Witt. Good one for the layup. Sacred Heart up by 146-45. 2:49 to go in the overtime. With the ball is Haley Weisler. Weisler goes to the corner. Witt's there with her. Into Geisen. Top of the key, Geisen. Driving baseline. Blocked away nicely by Sando, but a whistle and a foul. They're going to get Avery Sando for the personal. I think that's her fourth, right?
That'll be the fourth on Avery Sando. Fourth of the quarter here for the Irish. So both teams now in the bonus.
Addison Sharp at the line shooting two. A 56% free throw shooter. She's 0-for-2 tonight. This one is up and off. No good. Sacred Heart up by one, 46-45, 2:37 to go in the first overtime. Addison Sharp ready for her second free throw attempt. Sharp looks to the basket. It's on the way. It's up, and it is good. She got the roll. It rolled around for a long time. Sacred Heart's basketball. We're tied at 46 all, 2:35 to go in the overtime. J.C. Witt into forecourt. Almost had the ball dribbled away. Witt gets a pick at the top of the key into Jones. Jones tries to back in, can't get to the basket. She's triple teamed and called for traveling. Ellie Jones had three defenders on her, and they got her for traveling. Turned the ball back over to Wynot. All tied at 46 all, 2:22 to go in the overtime. Here come the Blue Devils. Geisen to the left elbow. Now gives it up to Weisler to the right side. That's Sharp with the ball. Addison Sharp. One dribble and toss the key again to Geisen. Geisen reverses left side of the free throw lane. A three from the corner by Sharp. Off no good. Rebound comes down to Westengaard. Westengaard gets the outlet pass to Witt. We're tied at 46 all. A minute 57 to go in the overtime. Under 2 minutes to play. Witt on the dribble. Being chased by Geisen. Lots of contact. Witt is knocked to the floor. Whistle and a foul is going to be called on Taylor Pinkelman.
That'll be Pinkelman's second. And it'll put Daisy Witt at the line, who's arguably had the most success at the free throw line. She's 4-6.
Daisy Witt, the best free throw shooter on this team. She's a 77% free throw shooter. She's hit 4-6 tonight. This one is up and good. He's now 5 out of 7 from the line, and that gives the Irish a one-point lead, 47-46, 1:49 to go in the overtime. Dacey Witt, second free throw attempt on the way up, and it's good also. She hit them both. Irish up by 2, 48-46, under 2 minutes to play in the overtime. All the Sacred Heart fans on their feet, yelling and screaming, going crazy across the way. Why not? Top of the key, you hear the defense chant in the background. This is Geisen with the ball. Geisen almost lost the handle. Long three, up and face, shot off the glass, up and good. Addison Short hit the bank shot, her fourth of the night. 49-48. Why not with a one-point lead now? A minute 20 to go in the ballgame. Dacey Witt takes it to the right side, into the corner. Finds Lemron. Lemron driving, laying up. And in and out of there. Oh, the ball was in the rim for the longest time. Clock it down to 1:08 to go in the ballgame. It's a one-point why not lead, and the Blue Devils have the basketball. They're going to use up every second of this shot clock. Geisen gives it to the right side to Wiesler. 55 on the shot clock. 20 on the shot clock. There's a 35-second differential here. If they do put a shot up, Sacred Heart will have a lot of time to come down and answer. Why not with a one-point lead? There's a shot from the corner. Also good rebound. Follow shot up and good. The putback by Foxholder. The lead is 3 now for Why Not. 51-48. Sacred Heart's basketball. Timeout taken by the Irish with 31 seconds to go in the overtime period. A three-point Why Not lead. We're going to keep it here live at the Devaney Center and kind of recap what has transpired. If you weren't with us or weren't tuned in, we ended in regulation with a controversial three-pointer that was awarded to Why Not, which appeared to give them a 47-44 win. After they reviewed the video, they determined the ball was not out of the girl's hand in time. The basket did not count. It was waved off, and we went into overtime. We are now down to 31 seconds to play in OT. The score, 51-48. Why Not up by 3. The Irish have the basketball. Coach Luke Sano wanted to take a timeout and set things up. Sacred Heart has had a dickens of a time getting many looks at the three-point range. They do have 5 three-pointers here in the second half, 1 in the first half, just for lack of shots. They can't get a look at it.
Just 6 field goals so far for Sacred Heart in the second half, and you would think, you know, with their 20 free throws that they've made a killing at the free throw line, but that hasn't been the case either. Just struggling to put it in the bucket.
All right, 31 seconds to go. The shot clock is turned off. The Irish need a 3 for a tie here. Ryan Westengaard will inbound the ball on the side in forecourt for the Irish. All 4 Irish players are down under the basket here. Somebody's going to have to break out and come and get this thing. Coming to get it is Witt. They give it to Witt to the right side. Sacred Heart. Oh, Jones is taken down. A foul is going to be called on Why Not. And that's going to put Jones to the line. Boy, that changes the complexion of things.
How about Jones? Foxhoven. That's her 4.
You got to hit Horton to knock Jones off her feet like that. All right, Kelly Jones, 55% free throw shooter, has not had a good night tonight. She's only 2 for 7. Shooting 2 here. The first one is on the way. And up and off, no good. Boy, free throws have been the Achilles heel for the Irish tonight. Any kind of free throw shooting at all, this game would have been over. All right, Jones with another attempt coming here. Ellie Jones trying to make it a 2-point game. Shot is up. Good, she got it. 2-point ball game. And now, Why Not will have the basketball. Checking into the game, Kemper Sipple for the first time. She must be the designated fouler here. 51-49, Sipple's into the ballgame. Waiting for the inbound pass against full court pressure. It goes into the corner. Down court in a hurry with it comes Geisen. Geisen dribbling out a lot of time. Now a foul's going to be called on Westengaard. A lot of time left in this basketball game. 22 seconds on the clock, Dylan. It's a 51-49 lead. A couple of free throw misses here. The Irish have plenty of time to come down and tie this thing up.
And Geisen just 52% from the line, and she's missed both of hers this evening.
All right, 0 for 2 on the night. Here's shooting 2, 5-4 senior. Geisen trying to give her team a 3-point lead. Up and got it. The lead is now 3. This one would make things very difficult if she can get this one down, because it becomes a two-possession lead if they can get up by four with only 22 seconds left to play for the Irish to respond. This is a huge free throw for the senior. Jalen Geisen looks to the basket, launches the free throw. It's up and it is off. No good. But the rebound comes down to Wynot. Getting the rebound was Taylor Pinkelman, and she is fouled. Awful lot of celebration here with still 21 seconds to go. Timeout's going to be taken by Wynot with 21 seconds to play. Wynot leads it 52-49, and they will have Taylor Pinkelman at the line after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When it's game time for your insurance, Matt Kirkendall is your MVP for coverage. Whether it's auto, home, life, or business, Matt's calling the right place to protect your team and your stadium. We've got something for everyone, whether it's your car, your house, or your business. So don't fumble your future. Call Matt Kirkendall at 402-245-4312 or visit him on Stone Street. With State Farm in your huddle, you're always ready for the win. Call Matt today at
402-245-4312.
Sunny 101.3. Well, several of the fans on this last foul, several fans saw one of the refs signal a hell ball, jump ball, and they're calling that to our attention back here. It's going to be ruled as a foul, and we're going to have Taylor Pinkelman. Now, Taylor is a 33% free throw shooter. Oh, no, they're not going to be shooting.
They're going to say the timeout came before the jump ball.
Okay, the timeout came before the call. All right. So we're not shooting free throws. Wynot's going to inbound it with a three-point lead on the baseline, waiting to lob it in. They get it to the corner. Geisen holds the ball and waits to be fouled. Still 17 seconds to go. So now, at the free throw line, will be Jalen Geisen. She is one out of three tonight from the line, 52% on the season. There's the first of two. Shot is up and it is off. No good. The Irish are still alive. 17 seconds to go. Sacred Heart down by three. Geisen trying to ice this thing and give the Blue Devils a four-point lead if she can hit it. Jalen Geisen, pressure free throw here. Shot is on the way up, and it is good. She got that one. All right. The lead is four. Here comes Sacred Heart down quickly. J.C. Witt gives it up top to Sando. Across court it comes. Lemron for three. Off, no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds with 7 seconds to play. The lead is four. 7 seconds on the clock. Wynot with a seven-point lead. They have the basketball under the Sacred Heart basket. Simple checks in, back into the game is Peyton Georges now. Georges comes in, waiting for the inbound pass. They get it into Geisen. She lost the ball out of bounds. They're going to say no touch by the Irish. It'll stay with Wynot. 5.4 seconds to go. Wynot with a four-point lead. And the basketball on the side in backcourt to inbound it. Waiting to lob it in. They get it down court in a hurry. Sharp, a whistle, foul. Addison Sharp is fouled. And that just about's going to do it here, I'm afraid, with 3.3 seconds to go. What a hard-fought contest we've had. We invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show. We'll give you a rundown of all the individual numbers, including those terrible free throw percentages we'll talk about. At the line, Addison Sharp, 1 of 4 from the line tonight so far, here shooting 2. Shot is up and off, no good. But it's a 4-point lead here. 53-49 with just 3.3 seconds. This is pretty much academic no matter what happens here. The Irish would have a hard time scoring 4 points. Unless they get fouled on a long three-pointer, huh? It could happen. Sharp free throw is up, off, no good. But the rebound comes down to Wynot. And that's going to be your ball game. Nope. Another foul. Oh, they called a foul before time expired.
That'll be the fifth foul on Hallie Jones. So she'll foul out tonight.
Okay. Hallie Jones, the junior, fouls out. That's her fifth.
For the Irish.
Back at the line is Jordan Foxhoven. Why not Blue Devil fans starting to celebrate? Coach Weisler getting ready to send a couple of players in here. At the free throw line, Jordan Foxhoven shooting two. Getting into the ball game, J.C. Nelson. I don't think J.C. Nelson has played tonight. I thought everybody had been in, but Nelson is on the floor, freshman. Free throw is up and off, no good. She'll have another one. Another shot coming here for Jordan Foxhoven. J.C. Nelson, a 5'6 freshman, making her appearance in the state tournament. Second shot is up and good for Foxhoven. They'll inbound the ball, and there's your ball game. The final score, 54-49. The Wynot Blue Devils with a 5-point win over the Sacred Heart Irish. It took overtime to get it settled, but the Wynot Blue Devils will advance, and they will face Red Cloud in the semifinals of the D2 state basketball tournament. Don't go away. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout here. We'll be back after this 2-minute break with the postgame show and give you a complete rundown of the scoring. And after this 2-minute timeout, you've been listening to state tournament basketball on Sunny 101.3 at the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When healthcare goes beyond expectations, people get better, faster. That's the goal behind quality healthcare. A nurse's compassion, a surgeon's skill, a committed support staff. Each caregiver excels in what they do and what they deliver. Going beyond standard procedures, bringing a higher level of healthcare. Quality.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people, exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank. Member FDIC.
This is Darcy Prawley, Crop Insurance Specialist at Ag Partners. With a new year comes new choices for your farming operation. When it comes to your crop insurance, the most expensive choice might be to do nothing. Recently, the crop insurance program has seen new changes to make farming operations more competitive. So what could it be costing you to do nothing and stay with that same old policy? If you want your crop insurance better positioned for the new year, please contact Jim Ward or Darcy Prawley at Ag Partners to learn more. Ag Partners, partnering for the future.
Life is chaotic enough already. Choose stability by joining F&M Bank, where stability has mattered since 1882. Through it all, we've remained your locally chartered bank right here in Falls City. As the only truly local bank in the area, we take pride in local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That means decisions affecting your life are made here, not by a corporate office in another town or another state. Our world headquarters, proudly in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Dylan Hendricks with you. We welcome you back inside the Bob Devaney Center here in Lincoln, where we've just witnessed a real thriller, one of the most controversial endings there for a few moments that I had ever witnessed in all the years that I've covered the state tournament, and that was when the three-pointer was awarded at the end of regulation and then taken away because of the video replay that clearly showed the shot did not get off in time. We went into overtime, and why not came away with the win. 54-49 will be your final. Let's look at some individual numbers here. First of all, for the Why Not Blue Devils, they had three players in double figures. Addison Sharp led the way with 16 points. Haley Weisler finished with 13. Kenna Oligmuller, in a lot of foul trouble, ended up with 11 in the ball game. Then adding five in the contest were Jaylene Geisen, four for Jordan Foxhoven. Mackenzie Foxhoven had three in the ball game and 2 points for Taylor Pinkelman for their total of 54. Listen to this. From the free throw line, Why Not made 12 out of 26 attempts from the charity stripe. For the Sacred Heart Irish, leading the way tonight, Dacey Witch. He had 18 points in the ball game. Avery Sando, also in double figures, she ended with 11. had 7 points for Hallie Jones, 6 points for Bailey Lemrod, with five was Ryan Westengard coming off the bench there for the injured Elise Reschke, and Reschke ended up with two in her shortened playing time because of the injury. That adds up to 49 for the Irish. Sacred Heart from the free throw line. Well, they got a little better later on, but they had just a horrendous start back there. I think they went 2 of 10 in the third quarter, ended up 14 out of 32 from the free throw line. And in a game that went into overtime, any one of those free throws dropped, and the Irish walk out of here a winner tonight. Free throws was their Achilles heel tonight in this loss in the ball game. With the win, the Why Not Blue Devils improved their season record to 17-11, and the loss drops the Sacred Heart Irish to 18-9 on the season. What a ball game. Why Not will advance. They'll play Red Cloud coming up in the semifinals of this D2 tournament. But, Dylan, we're not done yet. We're going to be back next week with the boys. We've got the Auburn Bulldogs, and, of course, the Sacred Heart Irish boys have both qualified for the boys' state basketball tournament. The last word we had on that, I believe Auburn playing Ogallala, and Sacred Heart will be playing the former Humphrey St. Francis, now called Archangel Catholic. You have times on that?
Yep, Auburn will play Gothenburg, that game on March 12th. That will be the 3:15 game here at the Devaney Center. So next Thursday, 3:15, Auburn playing Gothenburg in the 3:6 game. And then for Sacred Heart, they will play in the 6 p.m. game next Wednesday here at the Devaney Center. They will take on Archangels Catholic. Archangels Catholic, the number 2 seed at 24-2 on the year.
And again, I had somebody ask me a while ago, who's that? And I said, well, that's Humphrey St. Francis to most of us. We have a long relationship with Humphrey St. Francis, just like we do with Why Not. That's a team we've seen several times. So we'll have boys' state tournament basketball coming your way here on Sunny 101.3, and we hope you'll join us for that. We also encourage you to come on up to Lincoln and support your favorite team in person. But if you can't be here, well, we're the next best thing to be in there. We'd love to have you join us for our broadcast. Dylan, your final thoughts on this one?
Well, you know, it'll be a game for the Irish where you kind of look back, especially on those free throw numbers, 8 of 22 in the second half. Both teams, you know, 6 of 10 and 7 of 10 respectively in the first half. So you wouldn't have thought we'd come out in the second half and have, you know, 8 of 22 and 5 of 16 from both these teams. So, but a good, you know, season for the Irish. If they finish 18-9 with that tough schedule and another trip to state, and a good class to build off of as well. Want to give one last thanks to all of our state sponsors for this state tournament: W7 Design Company, Freshel Floors, and State Farm Insurance, the Matt Kirkendall Agency in Fall City. Also, our yearly sports boosters that sponsored our state tournament. We wouldn't be able to broadcast any of our high school athletics without your sponsorships. Want to give a thanks to CMC Fall City, Equity Bank, Ag Partners Co-op of Northeast Kansas, Highland Community College, Heller Martial Arts, F&M Bank, Mustang Seeds of Northeast Kansas, Riverstone Insurance of Fall City and Rockport, El Camino Electric in Farm and City Supply in Fall City.
And, of course, also thank you to our presenting sponsor for the broadcast. That's Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber, your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Well, Dylan, that's about going to wrap it up for our coverage of the girls' state basketball tournament here in Lincoln. For Dylan Hendricks and Kurt Kilman, our producer-engineer, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Why Not Blue Devils 54 and the Sacred Heart Irish 49 in overtime. Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.